ice. They're not blocking the shots. Wow. It's like, you're going to end up getting swept here. You look at the, they're showing time led in this series. 64 and a half minutes for Tampa Bay, only 22 minutes for Florida. So, you know, this is the Florida team that won the President's Trophy, that was the highest scoring team in the NHL, that had the best record in the regular season. They got that relief because you never want to have that, because there's that curse, if you will. And they held on 1-6 over the Washington Capitals. And it's like, okay, now we got the monkey off our back. Now we can relax a little bit. We didn't get go out in the first round like the Tampa Bay Lightning did a few years ago to Columbus when they were in the same situation. But they've been absolutely outplayed pretty much this entire series.
You know, I look at Tampa Bay, you know, they just showed a shot of John Cooper, and he's just stoic, right? Mm-hmm. And it's emblematic. I guess when you win a couple cups in a row, that's the way you just, you have supreme confidence. Are we overlooking possible? I don't think at this stage, if they go up 3-0 on Florida, right? I don't think we're overlooking them anymore. But coming into the Stanley Cup Finals, into the playoffs, do you think it was possible because you went, wow, they can't do it 3 in a row?
Right.
Right? That maybe people were overlooking them?
You know,
or was it really the matchups? Toronto. Everybody liked Toronto in that first round series. You know, tooth and nail there. They go 7 and you win on the road. Mm-hmm. And then you come back. Now you got Florida. You got the President's Trophy winner. My goodness, they're just figuring out ways, and now they're making it look easier.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And I think, you know, we kind of take it for granted because these teams were pretty even, I think, throughout the year. But, you know, sometimes you get a really good goalie, Andrei Vasilevsky.
Oh,
he's been here before,
that's
been there,
right,
done that, and has been terrific, really. He's been the better goaltender, I think, than Bobrovsky, but Bobrovsky not getting much help from his offense. Florida just not. The fact that, you know, they scored their first power play goal and you're in game 3 of round number 2, you didn't score any in the first 6 games, and now you finally got on the board, but yet you're still down here. So I think it was just that these teams were kind of even. The fact that Toronto was very good, that it was like, okay, this is the year they finally break through and advance through the Stanley Cup playoffs. They did not. So maybe Tampa Bay was taken for granted a little bit. Experience matters.
3-1 right now with that lead, as they're now about 17 minutes to go in regulation there. So we'll keep an eye on that and see how it plays out. And again, the live total there is 6.5 goals. So you do the math there. You would need Florida to come back and even this thing up if you want to play the over in that scenario. Very quickly, back to the final round of the PGA Championship here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Willie Z stuck the green in 2 on 5, which is a par 5. So he did not make his eagle try for the outright lead, but he's going to tap in for birdie. And I don't want to jinx it like we did Cam Young, but it looks like he's going to tap in for bird. And we're going to have a tie at the lead here. And by the way, Cam Young is also putting for eagle on this same hole. So all of a sudden, we talk about there's gettable holes.
Yeah.
This is the gettable hole on the front side here. So Cam Young, with that eagle opportunity, goes begging. Should be able to navigate this.
I have
this
about
for,
a four-footer coming back. But, yeah, you're right. Zalatoris is going to tap in for birdie and tie the lead. By the way, he is now the new favorite at BetMGM at plus 180. So 9-5. 9-4, 2.25 for Mito Pereira. Matt Fitzpatrick, 7-2, plus 350. Cam Young, more than likely, I don't want to do it again because I already jinxed him one time, but it's currently 6-1. Abraham Answer, 25-1. Rory at 40-1.
So it's going to, again, because Rory's going to run out of holes here on the backside unless he does something heroic. There is a possibility on 17 that you could drive the green and possibly make eagle. That is a real possibility, but it's starting to shape up in the betting market, certainly, as a four-man tournament. With Abraham Answer trying to hang on, Abe's got a lot of holes to play
because
he's only on 7, right? So you got to look at that too when you look at some of those numbers and say who still has ground and time to potentially make that up. Cam Young does.
I didn't jinx him.
He did not. He navigates that birdie on 5, so he's at 6 under par here. So again, we're starting to see the tightening of that leaderboard. 3-shot lead to open up the day for Pereira. That's already down to 1. But the problem here is, you have a couple of suitors now, and chasers and Fitzpatrick and Young. They're going to be nipping at
those
heels.
Are my two guys. I've got the chasers today.
Yeah,
you don't have the guy on the lead. So Zalatoris is going to go ahead and clean up here and go to 8 under. We now have co-leaders here in the final round of the PGA Championship.
All right, so there it is. So Willie Z there has now evened Pereira for the day. Let's see what Pereira can do on this hole as well, because he still has that par 5. So it's really starting to get dicey in the betting market here. And again, this is not a disrespect to any class player. And these players at the top, even though they haven't won, they are world class.
No, players. Absolutely. They're all ranked very highly, yes. Except for Mito Pereira, right now is number 100 in the world. That's not bad, no. But it would be, I believe, the second consecutive year where you got somebody 100 or worse in the rankings if Pereira can win this. Of course, Phil Mickelson was not in the top 100 in the world at the time he won at Kiawah Island last year. So, these guys are all good players. They just haven't won yet on the PGA Tour, but it tells you it's really hard to win out here.
And that's why I said before the day started, I'd be stunned if Pereira shot even par or better. No disrespect to him. It's just that difficult on a major championship
When you've never been in this position, in this situation before, it is hard to do.
And it looks like Rory McIlroy on 13 is going to have an opportunity to pick up a birdie, but again, he's going to run out of holes here. He's at 3 under par right now as he's trying to chase down those leaders. Woo! It's going to be a very interesting final round here. We'll keep you updated with all the live numbers. We will get into the NBA as well. We have another game on tap today between the Warriors and the Mavs as that series shifts back to Dallas. Come on back. It's Betting Across America right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When did the practice of law become more about the lawyer than the client? If you choose a celebrity lawyer to represent you, it can cost you. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers, where you matter, and that does matter. These billion-dollar-a-year insurance companies bank on you hiring champagne and caviar lawyers who will roll over on your case and move on to the next one. Don't get shortchanged by your insurance company or by your lawyer. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers today at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Nick here with Stefano's. Ditch the burgers and fries and go Greek. Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill with 3 valley-wide locations. Stefano's delicious menu includes the best-tasting gyros, kebabs, shawarmas, and tastiest Greek salads, topped with our house-made dressings. Make sure to try our tzatziki and garlic sauce as well. Check out our newest location on East Sahara. Order online or off the app. StefanosLV.com. That's StefanosLV.com. Stefano's, since 1998. Real food, real fast, real healthy.
When it comes to luxury, no one does it better than Findlay Cadillac in the Valley Auto Mall. From the exceptional crossover XT4 to the superb CT sedan and Escalade, the highest standards in automotive craftsmanship are found at Findlay Cadillac. To place your order, visit their award-winning showroom and choose from their full inventory of new and certified pre-owned vehicles that are available for immediate delivery. Or visit them online at FindlayCadillac.com to place your reservation. If you're thinking Cadillac, think Findlay Cadillac in the Valley Auto Mall.
The City of North Las Vegas, in an effort to help small businesses affected by the pandemic, along with CPLC Prestamo CDFI, offers the Stabilization Program to provide access to capital and valuable business training at no cost for you. If you meet the requirements, your loan may qualify for an exemption. Apply now. For more information, call 702-207-1614. 702-207-1614. Subject to credit verification and approval.
Wake up with a CW and start your day with the Wagners.
Catch top stories, traffic, weather, and have a little fun, too.
Weekday mornings at 8 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cox Cable 6.
Breaking news, top stories, your weather authority, and sports. We have it all in a fast-paced 30-minute newscast, so you can stay informed and get going with what's next. Watch the CW News at 10.
Say bye-bye, so long, and adios to aches and pains with a new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Only Tempur-Pedic has the incredibly adaptive material to give you the support no other mattress can. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. At our huge Memorial Day sale, save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic sleep system and get up to a $300 gift when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. We have quick delivery and 72 months no-interest financing. Kiss those aches and pains goodbye at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you're going to earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? Well, come on out. Convert those BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. So, BetMGM, you can sign in with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions do apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds. This is Betting Across America here on VSiN. And I looked up during that read to see what's going on with Willie Z, Will Zalatoris. Whenever you have the rules official come over, and right now he is tied for the lead with Mito Pereira at 8-under par, it's not a good thing. Here's the problem.
He's hit it in the ivy in the left field fence here at Wrigley.
So the thing is, right in front of him is a man-made obstruction, which is the sixth tower that they broadcast from. So we know now, in the rules, you get to move it if it's a man-made obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, he's buried in the bush, so really does the man-made obstruction in front of him come into play? You see what I'm saying? So, like, you can get kind of wonky with the rules here.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's in my line of sight, do I get to move it? It looks like they're going to allow him to move it. I just don't know if this is a free drop or not.
Yeah, I think they're giving him a club length here. We don't, unfortunately, have the audio, so he can't listen in. As this is currently going on here.
It looks like a lost ball, though, Wes, because he's getting a new ball out of his bag. So, again, this is where people go, depending if you have Willie Z, whether you have like, oh, come on, man, that's not fair.
Yeah.
If you and I are playing out there on a Sunday, I'm like, well, dude, you kind of hit it in there.
Yeah.
Right? So am I supposed to bail you out with the rule because there's a tower and there's cable lines from the TV? So this is where it gets really dicey.
He's getting an unplayable lie here, so it is not relief, but they are giving him an unplayable here. He did drift, by the way, in the odds board up to about 5-1 because, look, still has to pull the shot off here, but he is getting an unplayable lie, so it's not necessarily relief. Obviously, he would have preferred that, but at least it's something. At least it doesn't look like it's going to be a penalty here for Zalatoris.
And that's a huge break because, again, his ball was in the brush. Then they go the club length out. Is it one?
Yeah, he was just measuring one club length here.
Which will put him on the cart path.
Yeah.
This is going to get really
interesting. Yeah, so they're still determining this while we're waiting for them to determine this. By the way, the hockey game still 3-1, 12:30 left to go. Lightning over the Panthers trying to take a commanding 3-0 lead. And we do have a game that's already started. They've really put these two games close together, I guess, for TV. Usually they spread them out, but the New York Rangers and Carolina Hurricanes have commenced here, and Rangers went off as a 1-15 favorite. They're down 2-0 in the series, are the Blue Shirts. 5.5, juice the under 135. I've got Carolina for the series, and obviously very good position. Desperate spot. We're seeing Florida not come up in the desperate spot, albeit on the road, but Rangers at home in the Garden. Really, you just look, Carolina is just They've been terrific, especially defensively. It's been Antti Raanta who's been carrying these guys because Freddie Anderson, who is their goalie in the regular season, their primary goalie, is out so far with injury in the playoffs. And Antti Raanta has come in. He's only lost 2 out of 10 games so far in the playoffs. Shesterkin's save percentage a little bit down for New York, but it's not really him. A lot of it is the defense in front of him. Rangers have actually been better in terms of the 5-on-5, even strengthier in the playoffs, but down 0-2, so maybe this is a spot. I did not bet them today, but it would not surprise me if the Rangers go ahead and get one on the board in the series.
And I want to talk more about that later on in the show with Tampa Bay and Carolina looking like they might come out here to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, how we might handicap there that as a look at. But Mito Pereira just birdied five. That was the par five. So he's back alone atop at nine under par. And again, I gave you the stat here earlier, 19 consecutive rounds.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
Hey, very pleasant, good day to you from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where today it is Game 6, the final game of the six-game series between the Las Vegas Aviators and the Arizona Diamondbacks top affiliate. They are the Reno Aces. So far, Reno has won three and lost two in the series. They split the first four games going into yesterday's rubber game, and really it was quite a game. The game was tied 2-2, and the Aviators broke the tie with a two-run seventh inning on a clutch double by Billy McKinney, followed by a ground ball base hit by Vimal Machin, knocking McKinney in. Las Vegas led 4-2 going into the bottom of the eighth inning, and generally when they lead that late, they're going to go ahead and win. But Reno got some breaks against Domingo Tapia in the eighth inning, a ground ball by Buddy Kennedy that got through the left side of the infield, and then Dominic Fletcher with a pop-up into shallow left that plopped in there between Vimal Machin and Dalton Kelly. Matt Davidson went out from third to try to get there, but the ball fell in. And then one run scored on a ground out by Stone Garrett. Then Tapia, with Las Vegas leading 4-3, struck out Seth Beer with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. So at that point, the Aviators were four outs away from winning. But then Dominic Canzone singled in Dominic Fletcher. And it was just too many Dominics in the eighth inning for the Aviators. And then the game went to extra innings, and in the first extra inning game for the Aviators, also the first extra inning game this year for the Aces with a runner at second, that's the pace of play rules, they got a ground out from Buddy Kennedy, a ground out from Dominic Fletcher, this is with Aaron Brown pitching, and then they decided to intentionally walk both Stone Garrett and Seth Beer to load the bases for Dominic Canzone. Canzone hit a chopper slightly to the third base side of second. It was a tough play for Vimal Machin, who grabbed it and threw off target to first. A better throw would have had Canzone and sent the game into the 11th inning, with a throw pulled first baseman Dermis Garcia off the bag, and Shenny Ortiz scored, and the game ended with a 5-4 Reno win. So it's a big one for the Aviators today, because they have played, this is their seventh series, and they've never lost a series. They've won a couple, split a bunch, and they need to win to get a split here. On the mound, right-hander Parker Dungey, who was hit hard on Tuesday night in the opener. He took the loss, going 4 1/3, giving up 7 runs earned. And he's opposed by left-hander Tyler Gilbert, who was 1-1 with an ERA north of 11 in four starts for the Diamondbacks AAA team. That's Reno. Las Vegas shortstop and outfielder Drew Jackson is our pregame guest. That conversation next, right after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroiled Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Visiting with Drew Jackson of the Aviators before today's matinee, wrapping up the six-game series here in Reno. Drew, let's start with your collegiate career at Stanford. That's obviously a solid program for a very long time. Did that help prepare you for the professional ranks?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like a lot of these guys coming out of college, you're a young kid, you know, you're 18 and learning how to go about business. It still was a wake-up call getting to pro ball. A lot of changes, but yeah, it set me up right.
Okay. What's harder, getting into Stanford or hitting a slider?
Oh, hitting a slider. No. So, I mean, without baseball, I don't think I would have been there, but no, it was a really good school. I'm glad I had that opportunity for sure.
All right. Now, I'm guessing when you grew up, Giants, A's, something like that?
I was a big Giants fan, yeah. I did go to some A's games, but a lot of my buddies, most of us were Giants fans. We had some A's guys in there, so there's a little rivalry there. It doesn't make sense because I grew up actually closer to Oakland. But, you know, my dad put me in orange black when I was young. But I've quickly made the turn over to the green and gold.
You bounced around with a few organizations over the last few years. Do you think that you provide a pretty good fit where you are right now, considering your versatility in field, outfield?
Yeah, I mean, I felt good. I mean, my whole career, I mainly played shortstop coming up, but now I feel comfortable everywhere. And, you know, wherever I am, whatever organization, team, I know I bring a lot of value because the manager can put me wherever he wants. But, yeah, I think the A's are big on versatility, and you can see that up top. So, yeah, just, you know, trying to provide value where I can and, you know, hopefully get another opportunity up there.
Drew Jackson of the Aviators joining us today before today's day game here at the Reno Aces home ballpark right in Nevada Field. Drew, you're off to a good start at the plate. It looks like you have a chance to have one of your better years offensively. What are some of the reasons why?
Just, you know, building off last year and, you know, working every day and just, you know, work works and trying to stick to my approach, you know, stay day by day, you know, a lot of times guys, especially me in the past, like you can look too far ahead in the future and, you know, think about results, but I'm just trying to stay in the present moment and just trust my approach and, you know, let the law of averages kind of take over and, you know, don't let one at bat, you know, take away your next at bat. Trying to get on base for the guys, that's kind of my thing, is I just want to get on base, wreak havoc on the bases, and let the big boppers hit me in.
What's the key to being a successful base stealer?
You know, just being calm and relaxed on the bases, having confidence, knowing that if you get a good jump, you're going to be safe. And I kind of have that in my head, knowing when to go, just knowing the game. There's some times where, you know, you want to get the steal, but it's not the right play. So for me, it's, you know, knowing the situation, knowing that, you know, Fran wants me to get to second base, you know, guys want me to steal. So, it's my job, but it's also got being smart about it. And, you know, knowing who's at the plate, the situation of the game. So, yeah.
I appreciate it, Drew. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Russ.
Drew Jackson getting a certificate from Hash House Agogo for joining us today. We'll be back with the starting lineups next right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with Kavier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sirusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your wiper blades are smearing and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The starting lineup now for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators. They're the Oakland Athletics AAA team managed by Fran Reardon. They come in with a record of 22-19. Leading off at shortstop, the fellow we just heard from, Drew Jackson, on the pregame show. Batting second is right fielder Billy McKinney. Hitting third, third baseman Vimal Machin. The cleanup man is first baseman Dermis Garcia. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Shea Langeliers. In the sixth spot, left fielder Dalton Kelly. Batting seventh today for the Aviators, second baseman Christian Lopes. Hitting eighth in center field, Vince Fernandez. And batting ninth and catching is J.J. Schwartz. On the mound, righty Parker Dunshee. One win, three defeats, an ERA of an even six. In two starts against Reno, he's 0-1 with a no decision and has allowed 9 earned runs in 8 2/3 innings. So he's looking to get that turned around. And he's trying for his first win since when he beat Sacramento with a gem on May 4th, throwing 6 shutout innings against the Rivercats. Reno is the Diamondbacks' AAA team. They're managed by first-year skipper Gil Velasquez. They're 21-20. Leading off at third base, Buddy Kennedy. Batting second is this center fielder, Dominic Fletcher. Hitting third in left field, Stone Garrett. The cleanup man, first baseman Seth Beer, had a big home run in last night's game. In the fifth slot for Reno, the designated hitter, Dominic Canzone. Batting sixth in right field, Braden Bishop. In the seventh slot, today's catcher for the Aces, Juan Granerol. Batting eighth at shortstop, Yadiel Rivera. Hitting ninth at second base, the rookie, Chani Ortiz. On the mound, lefty Tyler Gilbert. In 4 starts for Reno, 1 win, 1 loss, an 11.66 ERA thus far as we enter the latter part of May. Friends, get your tickets while they're hot. Nitro Circus is bringing their all-new tour to Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July, and you're not going to want to miss it. Tickets for the craziest show on earth are now on sale. Nitro Circus, bringing the good, bad, and rad to Las Vegas Ballpark this summer. Visit the LVBallpark.com website to purchase tickets. LVBallpark.com. So the Aviators will have a night off here in Reno after this one. And tomorrow they'll fly up to Tacoma. And tomorrow's a day off, and they'll begin a six-game series on Tuesday in Tacoma. And it is a morning game Tuesday, 11:35 first pitch, 11:20 pregame show on Tuesday. But right now, the business at hand, they're taking on the Aces, trying for a split, and we'll step aside for a timeout. We'll get back, and we'll get the first pitch going right after this.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroil Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My Rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man? Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh. Ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
You know, friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. We're all set to start this one. If the name Tyler Gilbert rings a bell, Reno's starting pitcher today, then you probably follow baseball at least casually. Why? Because all he did on August 14th of 2021, he made his first career start in the big leagues and just his fourth appearance overall. Nevertheless, he became the fourth pitcher ever to throw a no-hitter in his first start, joining the immortal Theodore Breitenstein in 1891, Bumpus Jones in 1892, and Bobo Holloman of the St. Louis Browns in 1953. Some interesting company there for Tyler Gilbert. Gilbert has a fastball in the low 90s. A left-hander has a kind of a spiky downward-breaking curveball anywhere from 77 to 79 miles an hour. Changeup is good pitch for him. And he's got a cutter also. This is his fifth game, all starts. He's 6'3", 190. And a fastball outside, ball one or underway. That pitch was 90 miles an hour to Drew Jackson. Gilbert is 28, born in Santa Cruz. Went to USC. The Phillies drafted him in the sixth round in 2015. His pitch is a little inside, 2-0 on Drew Jackson. So we're set sail now in the sixth and final game of the series. 2-0 on Jackson. And Gilbert, the lefty, comes back home. And Drew chases a low fastball in the count, two balls and one strike now. So Tyler Gilbert, well, the Aces now, they got their cherry red home tops this time, the snow white pants. He takes the sign now from Juan Gregorol, and now the 2-1 is on the way, and it's up and away. Ball three, 3-1 on Drew Jackson. Want to thank Drew for being our pregame guest. A nice chat with him. Stanford product. Gilbert, meanwhile, checking signs with his catcher, Gregorol. Jackson hitting 250. No homers, eight batted in. He hits a ground ball right through in the center for a base hit. So, wasting no time, Jackson, that's a pretty good at-bat for a leadoff guy. You want to see a few pitches and give your teammates on the bench a chance to see what the pitcher's doing, and he drove that one right back through the middle. For Drew Jackson, that is his seventh hit in the series in 20 at-bats, and he was saying on the pregame show, I just need to stay within myself and keep my routine. And hitting coach Brian McCarn, his comment about Jackson's hitting was simply this. He needs to be able to hit his pitch when it's in his zone. Fastball up and in, ball one to Billy McKinney. He can't miss his pitch. Ball one on McKinney. He didn't miss his pitch that time. Base hit to center, and now they've got to think about Jackson because Jackson is 6-for-6 in steals and leads the Aviators in that category. Takes his lead off first. The pitch. McKinney swings and misses. One ball and one strike to count. Billy McKinney starts off. This is his seventh game as an Aviator, hitting .320. One homer, which he hit in this series, eight batted in. 6 out of 20 in the series. And he has hit safely in 5 of the 6 games he's played in as an Aviator. The pitch is a little bit outside, ball two. 2-1. Plate umpire is the crew chief of this group of umps. That's Paul Clemens, first base ump Ben Sontag, and the third base umpire, Jonathan Biarreta. 2 balls and a strike on McKinney. BML Machine on deck. Lefty on lefty here. Gilbert stretches, a glance at first, and the pitch. High fly ball to deep right center. Bishop and Fletcher chasing it, and it's the center fielder. Fletcher to make the catch in front of the track near the 424 sign. And Jackson hustles back to first. That's a home run in Las Vegas and in most of the parks in the league. That's 424, the deepest part of the yard where it juts out to right center. And where Fletcher caught that ball, I mean, he's at least 410, maybe 412 feet from the plate. A long out for McKinney. One-on-one out for V-Mail Machine. Reno defensively in the finale today. Seth Beer at first, Channy Ortiz at second, Yadiel Rivera at short, Bunny Kennedy is at third. In left field, Stone Garrett, Dominic Fletcher is in center. Pitches outside, ball one, a fastball to Machine. Out on right, Braden Bishop, Juan Greaterall catching for Tyler Gilbert. Machine hitting .286, 2 homers, 24 batted in. Go to first, Jackson back in there, first base coach. With the helmet on over there, the big man, Jason Hart, who's also the assistant hitting coach to Brian McCarn. And down at third, wearing the helmet there, swinging his arms up and back, manager Fran Reardon. Machine, 5 out of 21 in the series, looks at a strike, and the count evens at 1 ball and 1 strike. Ball game yesterday, Machine was 1-for-4 with a walk and an opposite field RBI single in the seventh inning, which looked like it might be the game-winning hit at one point, but it was not to be. Reno won it in 10 innings, 5-4. There goes Jackson. The pitch is low. Throw to second base. He slides. He's in there. He had a good jump, and Greaterall with a very good throw down to shortstop Yadiel Rivera, but Drew went in head first and stole his seventh bag of the year without being caught. It's also his third steal of the series. 2-1 on Machine. Jackson off second. Gilbert looks at him, and the pitch is high. Ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. So Gilbert, drafted by the Phillies in 2015 out of USC. Sixth-round draft pick that year. Transferred to USC for his junior year after transferring in from Santa Barbara Community College. Pitch foul back out of play. 3-2 now on V-Mail Machine. Top of the first. No score. Just underway here. Beautiful day in Reno. Good. The biggest crowd of the year here in Reno last night. They certainly got their money's worth. Over 7,600 people saw Reno come from behind to tie it in the eighth and win it in the tenth. And they're trying to become the first team to beat the Aviators in a series if they win this one. The Aviators trying for a win for a split. Here is the 3-2 to Machine. Ground ball to second. Moving to his right to pick it up is Ortiz. His throw to first is there in time. Ortiz hustling to his right to get that slowly hit ground ball. Two outs. Drew Jackson advances to third, and the batter is the cleanup hitter for Las Vegas today, Dermis Garcia. Tyler Gilbert, in his spare time, likes skating, surfing. And he says that his dad, Greg Gilbert, is his biggest hero because he showed Tyler his love for baseball. And as a matter of fact, speaking of the Gilbert family,
sitting about four rows in front of me right now as we speak, Tyler Gilbert's grandparents. There's a high fly ball to center. Off the bat of Garcia. Fletcher moving in, looking up, makes the catch. And Garcia, who opened up the day at 291, flies out to center. And Las Vegas is finished in the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave Jackson at third. And at the end of half an inning of play, Las Vegas nothing. And Reno against Parker Dunshee coming up.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey, welcome back. We're at the bottom of the first inning. Las Vegas got a base hit and a stolen base from Drew Jackson in the first, but didn't score. Now bottom of the first, and the man from Zionsville, Indiana, out of Wake Forest, Parker Dunshee, delivers first pitch right down the middle for a strike, 0-1 to Buddy Kennedy, Reno's right-handed hitting third baseman leading off. Kennedy at 283, three homers and 17 batted in, five hits in this series in 15 at-bats. Right-handed batter, he swings and lifts one foul to the right out of play. 0-2, Parker Edward Dunshee, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds, 27 years old, Oakland's seventh round pick 5 years ago, 2017 draft. A former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. High foul to the right, that's back out of play. Quickly 0-2, stays on Buddy Kennedy. In last night's game, Kennedy was 2-for-4. His seeing eye ground ball single to left off Domingo Tapia opening up the eighth inning was key in the comeback for the Aces. There's a slider outside. He checked up on a swing. It's 1-2. Parker Dunshee graduated from Zionsville High in Indiana, lettering three times in football as a quarterback, twice in baseball and twice in basketball, too. Basketball foul back out of play. 1-2 still on Buddy Kennedy. But baseball was his favorite. Basketball was a close second. I mean, an athlete coming up in Indiana, you're going to be a Hoops fan almost every time. But baseball was his number one choice. Cubs fan growing up. There's a pop-up into shallow center. Lopes going out. Fernandez coming in, and Fernandez is there to make the catch. This is the first time that Vince Fernandez has been in center. And he came in and had a good beat on that one and caught up to it. One out. And the batter, Dominic Fletcher. Bottom of the first, no score. So as Dunshee prepares to go head-to-head with Fletcher, we'll tell you about the Las Vegas Aviators defensive setup for this one. Jermise Garcia at first, Christian Lopes at second, Drew Jackson at short, Vimal Machin is at third. Fastball does a strike at the knees, 0-1, 90 miles an hour. Dalton Kelly in left, Vince Fernandez in center, patrolling right field, Billy McKinney, J.J. Schwartz getting a chance to catch, as he generally will about once per series. Pitch is high. 1-1 on Fletcher, hitting 308, no homers and one batted in. This is his first series for Reno, so his 4-for-13 is all in this series. Left-handed batter takes one a little low, 2-1. Fletcher last night, 2-for-5, but again, he had two key hits. The infield hit in the third, which preceded Seth Beer's two-run home run off Adrian Martinez. There's a strike, 2-2. And then the big one off Tapia in the eighth, a pop-up in the shallow left that fell in. for a single. That was big. That ball's caught. They don't score in that inning. Pitch fouls away, and it's two balls and two strikes on Fletcher. Left-handed hitting Fletcher from Orange, California, drafted in 2019. So he's only been around a couple of years as a pro. He hits a ground ball, base hit to right field past the diving Christian Lopes. McKinney gets it back in. Fletcher, ground ball between Lopes and Garcia. Lopes went hard to his left, went into an all-out dive in the shallow part of the outfield on the grass and couldn't quite get it. So each team has one hit. Batter Stone Garrett. Fletcher runs well, but he's not attempted a steal yet in the series. The pitch is low, ball one. 1-0 to Stone Garrett. Garrett, one of the top offensive performers in the league all around. 3-14, 10 homers, 37 RBIs, and 7 steals. Doing it all. Fastball a little inside. Two balls and no strikes. So Dunshee pitched on Tuesday night here in the opener. And Garrett homered off of him. So did McCarthy, but McCarthy's gone. There's a breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike one. That pitch was not in the strike zone, but he chased it down and away. Two balls and a strike on Stone Garrett. Fletcher at first, one out in the bottom of the first. Dunshee, a two-seam sinker, throw to first base and back in, diving is Fletcher. Got a straighter four-seam fastball. Kind of a slurvy, sweepy breaking ball and a curveball in the low to mid-70s. Big loop to it and a changeup. Here's the 2-1. Garrett takes a fastball a little inside. That 91, ball three. 3-1 is the count. On Stone Garrett, who's from the Houston area, Sugarland, which, of course, is the home of the Astros AAA team. The Aviators will be going there later this year. One on, one out. Seth Beer on deck. Dunshee set. And fires to first base, and diving back in with a right hand once again is Dominic Fletcher. Stone Garrett, first in the league in extra base hits, first in total bases, second in slugging percentage. It's a high foul fly ball to the right. McKinney watches it sail back out of play, and it's 3-2. In addition, he's third in the league in RBIs with 37. Tied for sixth with 9 doubles. And seventh in batting average. And in this series, 5 out of 19. Yesterday, Garrett had one hit in 4 at-bats and drove in 1 run. The runner goes. The pitch is low and away, ball 4. There's the first walk issued by Dunshee. Runners at first and second with one out of the batter, Seth Beer. Seth Beer has only been here for a few days since the Diamondbacks sent him down. But he had a big 2-run home run in yesterday's game on a 1-2 pitch from Adrian Martinez in the third inning that gave the Aces a 2-0 lead. Of course, he showed a lot of power playing at AAA last year. Dunshee delivers. The left-handed hitting Beer swings and misses at Dunshee's 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike 1-0-1. Beer at 316 with a home run that he hit yesterday, 4 batted in. He hit just a little over 200 in his limited time with the Diamondbacks this year before being sent down. The infield shifting him to the right, but they are at double play depth. Long drive in a deep right center. Up ball's belted. It's on its way, and it's gone. A home run by Seth Beer in the bottom of the first inning. It's quickly 3-0 Aces in the home half of the first. Well, as far as Reno's concerned, Beer got here just in time from the big leagues. The big home run yesterday and a home run that catapults him out to an early lead here. 3-run home run by Beer, his second of the year. And not just his second of the year, but his second of the series. Back-to-back days. The batter is Dominic Canzone, the left-handed hitting designated hitter now. The Dunshee, interesting thing about Parker, here's the pitch now. Canzone looks at a knee-high strike, and it's 0-1, and he's hitting .247 with two homers and 14 batted in. Dungy's ERA is over 6, but the opponent's batting average only 198 against him. There's a curveball in for a strike. Good pitch at 72 miles an hour, his first curveball of the day. And he uses it to get ahead of Canzone, 0-2. Canzone DHing's had a good series, 7 out of 21. The 0-2 curveball swung on a tap foul on the ground to the backstop, a one-handed swing and a pitch sweeping down and in. 0-2. Canzone yesterday was only 1-for-5, but his eighth inning hit came in a big time with two outs in the eighth. The Aviators were four outs away from winning the game when he singled off Tapia on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball that tied the game. Pitch foul back. 0-2. Then he batted with the bases loaded in the 10th inning against Aaron Brown, hit the little chopper near the bag at second. Machine charged with a throwing error, and that's how the game ended. A walk-off error. Pitch is low. Sinker. One ball and two strikes. We've said many times about Dungy, he needs to get ground balls to be effective. So far, the only ground ball he's had was the Fletcher one that got through for a hit. Changeup is low. 2-2. Kennedy popped out. Garrett walked, then Beer got a pitch up and hit it out. 2-2 on Dominic Canzone. And a pitch. Fastball lifted foul to the left. That's going to sail back out of here. Oakland was not the first team to draft Parker Dungy. His favorite team, the Cubs, did in the 14th round in June of 26, but he did not sign, chose to go to Wake Forest for his senior year. Pitch down and in. It's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 on Canzone now. But Dungy, definitely an outdoors guy. Golfing, fishing, hunting, skiing, the pitch outside, ball four. So the second walk issued here, and the unfortunate thing for Dungy is he had an 0-2 count on Canzone. And so that brings catcher J.J. Schwarz out to visit with Dungy and try to get him settled in. 3-0 Reno here in the bottom of the first. Pitching coach Steve Conley is walking out to the mound calling time, and Austin Allen, who's not playing today, has popped out of the first base dugout and gone down to the bullpen. So they're going to get somebody up already. In fact, someone has started to throw already. The Aviators do have quite a few available arms in the bullpen today, and they've added another one just recently sent down by Oakland. Kirby Snead, a left-handed reliever who was from Gainesville, Florida, and is out of the Toronto Blue Jays organization. He was put on the roster yesterday. He's actually physically here today and could pitch. But he's not the one throwing in the bullpen right now. We'll get that number for you. But the business at hand is batter Braden Bishop, right-handed hitting right fielder. Dungy throws to first and keeps Canzone close. Bishop batting in the sixth spot, hitting .214 with one homer and nine batted in. They've bottled him up pretty well in the series. He's only 1-for-14. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball toward the outside at 83 miles an hour. Strike one. It's 0-1. Grant Holmes is starting to loosen up in the Las Vegas bullpen. Dungy stretches the 0-1 to Bishop on the way. High pop-up foul near the first base dugout. Garcia is going to watch that one sail on top of the dugout. And it kisses the netting. Some guy gets up out of the first row and is standing on the dugout and gets the ball. And now the public address announcer is reminding people, do not go in the top of the dugout. 0-2. Bishop waiting. Juan Graterol, the catcher, is on deck. Dungy has the sign from Schwarz. Set now with the 0-2. Good slider. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Dungy gets his first strikeout. Two outs in the bottom of the first, and the veteran catcher Juan Graterol will come up now. Graterol, who is from Maracay, Venezuela, was with Toronto's AAA team last year, the Buffalo Bisons of the International League. The pitch to him is a strike, 0-1. Graterol, the elder statesman, 33 years old, 6'1", 225. Hitting 197 for Reno. Two homers, seven batted in. He drives one to deep left. Kelly's going back on this ball. It hits the fence on the fly. Kelly plays the carom, fires it toward third. Canzone's in a third, throw to second, and Gritterall slides in to beat the throw. It's a double for Juan Gritterall. Kelly threw to third. He might have been better off throwing to second just because Gritterall is a 33-year-old catcher and it does not run well. I mean, Kelly threw to third, and they still almost got Gritterall at second. But any way you slice it, it is a double off the wall for a Gritterall. So a single double and a home run in the inning and two walks. It's 3-0 Reno. And the right-handed hitting shortstop, Yadiel Rivera, is up. Fastball is outside. Ball one. It's 1-0. Rivera, 230, two homers, eight batted in. Udunshi, in his ninth game and his seventh start, already 35 pitches in the first inning here. 3-0 Reno, the pitch. Fastball foul back. One ball and one strike on Rivera, who was 1-for-4 in yesterday's game, and it's 3 out of 11 in the series. From Caguas, Puerto Rico, was in the Astros organization last year in this league at Sugarland. Canzone at third, Gritterall at second, and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball at 90, threw it right by him. 1-2 on Yadiel Rivera, the eighth man to bat here in the first inning against Dunshee. Canzone stands off third. Gritterall off second. Dunshee stretches the 1-2 now. Breaking ball driven in the air to left center. Kelly moves over to reach up and make the catch. That pitch was up, and Rivera hit it toward left center, but Kelly was there to take it, and the inning is over. But Dunshee throws close to 40 pitches in the inning, but the inning is over. The Aces in the first collect three runs to jump out on top. Three hits, no errors. They leave two. At the end of one, Reno 3, Aviators nothing.
Abby Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Welcome back. We're now on the top of the second. Reno, the early 3-0 lead. Tyler Gilbert winds and delivers, and Langoliers looks at a strike 0-1. One of the problems the Aviators had yesterday, they squandered quite a bit of opportunity. Situational hitting has been spotty in this series through five games. They're down 3-2, partially because of it. There's a ground ball foul to the third base dugout. Skips on in off the top step. Two strikes on Langoliers. Shays at 271 with 11 homers and 27 batted in. It's the lowest his average has been this year. He's only 1-for-16 in the series. Pitch is a little high. 1-2. One of his 11 home runs was against this pitcher, Tyler Gilbert, in one of the games against these two teams, versus these two teams, at Las Vegas Ballpark back in April. Pitch is foul back. 1-2. Remains on Shea Langoliers, facing Tyler Gilbert. Every hitter goes through it. I'm talking with assistant hitting coach Jason Hart specifically about Langelier. Says he's going to come out of it. Just needs to hit a few balls hard and do what he needs to do. Changeup is high, 2-2. He said for Langeliers, it probably started the last series at home against Salt Lake when he hit some balls hard that were caught, and perhaps he started pressing a little bit. Here's the 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. That was a high breaking ball. It got him. First strikeout for Gilbert. And the batter now is Dalton Kelly. One out, nobody on, top of the second. And an early 3-0 advantage for Reno. Kelly, man from Redding, California, hitting 180, three homers and 16 batted in. Curveball, a little high ball one at 75 miles an hour. Kelly, 3 out of 13 in the series. Christian Lopes is on deck, and if anyone reaches, it'll be Vince Fernandez coming up. Base is clear, one gone, top of the second, the pitch. That's inside ball two, 2-0. Gilbert, first start of the year was against the Aviators at Las Vegas Ballpark. It was the second game of the season for these two teams. Wednesday, April 6th, he pitched four innings, allowed four runs earned on five hits. Fastball foul back, 2-1. Hit one batter, walk one, and struck out four. And there's a swing and a miss. Fastball at 89. He threw him a series of off-speed stuff, then buzzed the fastball by him. So now it's two balls and two strikes on Dalton Kelly. Lope standing in the on-deck area between home plate and the first base dugout. Fastball outside at 90, and the count is now 3-2. So the payoff to Kelly now. Gilbert throws. And it's a fastball foul back at 87 miles an hour. 3-2, Dalton Kelly, originally drafted by Seattle, dealt over to Tampa Bay, and got as high as AAA Durham, and hit .244 last year, but hit 27 home runs at Durham and stole 17 bases. He's shown flashes of that, but has not been consistent with it yet. Here's the 3-2 on the way. He rips one foul outside first. That was a high fastball at 86. Dalton hit it hard. It was fouled by a couple of feet. Kelly did have the game-winning hit 2 days ago when the Aviators won that tight game. He had a triple and the game-winning single in that game. 3-2, one out, bases empty. Gilbert checks sides with Juan Graterol and delivers the payoff. Down and in, ball four. Pretty good at-bat there by Kelly. First walk allowed by Gilbert. One on, one out for Kristen Lopes now. Grant Holmes no longer throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen, so they're going to almost certainly let Dungey go out there for the next inning. When Gilbert faced the Aviators back on April 6th, Parker Dungey opposed him then too. Pitch up and in. 1-0 on Lopes, who's hitting .202. No homers and nine batted in. Christian, 3 out of 17 in this series. Played for Reno last year, and he had .270 with nine home runs. Kelly off first, held on there by Beer. He goes. The pitch is high. Now he's caught between first and second. Beer fires down to second, but he's out. He's called out. He didn't slide. Kelly didn't slide. The second baseman, Ortiz, tagged him. It was a very close play. I'm not sure why Kelly didn't slide, but he didn't. But it was very close. I'm watching on the replay. Boy, the replay, I just got to tell you, it looked like his left foot got on the bag, but okay. That's it. Kelly is caught stealing. Pitch is high. 3-0. 1-3-4. Again, Kelly elected not to slide, but it looked like his left foot was on the bag. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. 3-1. So now, Lopes up there with a 3-1 count with two outs and nobody on at the top of the second. Reno leading 3-0. Vince Fernandez watching and waiting from the on-deck area. The 3-1 on the way. Fastball foul back. 3-2. In that game, April 6th, Reno won the game 8-7. Gilbert, the four innings, and allowed five hits. Langeliers homered off of him. Dalton Kelly, who just walked and was caught stealing, had a single and a long drive to the wall in center. The other guys to get hits are gone. Eric Thames, Christian Betancourt. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Gilbert here in the second inning, but with it, Kelly getting thrown out at second. There's a runner at first with two outs, and the inning is extended for Vince Fernandez. Fernandez hit .238, two homers and five runs batted in this year. Left-handed hitter hits a pop-up, shallow left. Kennedy going out. Garrett coming in. The left hitter Garrett wants it, makes the two-handed grab. Fernandez, first ball swinging, pops out to shallow left, and Las Vegas is finished in the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left, and at the end of an inning and a half. Reno 3, the Aviators nothing.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
All right, rocking and rolling to the bottom of the second, 3-0, Dave Reno. And it's a recovery inning for Parker Dungey, who threw 38 pitches in the first inning and a lot of three-run home run by first baseman Seth Beer. He also gave up a single, a double, and a walk. There's a strike on one, but he did get Rivera to fly out with runners at second and third to prevent further damage. Strike one on the switch hitting rookie second baseman Chaney Ortiz, who is 0 for 8 for Reno. Change-up, swing and a miss, 0-2. Ortiz was at low A Visalia, hitting less than 140, but he's here because they need someone off the bench. They're short on infielders. There's a liner in the center on an 0-2 pitch. It's a base hit, and Chaney Ortiz, never above A ball, gets a base hit. And I'm sure that ball, now they're calling time, and the ball's going to get tossed out of play. That ball will be a cherished possession for the Ortiz family. It's being thrown to the dugout right now. 0-2 pitch. Stroked into center for a base hit. Ortiz now 1-for-9. Here's Kennedy. Popped out to center his first time up. Dungey, a chest high set, his pitch. A liner into left field, down the line for a base hit. Kelly over to pick it up. Hitting around second as Ortiz, he stops as Kelly fires it back into Drew Jackson. Kennedy hooked one about 10 feet fair down the left field line for a single. Singles by Ortiz and the number one hitter, Kennedy. It's five hits off Dungey. Two on, nobody out. And again, Parker, we've said it many times, he needs the ground balls to be successful. He's not getting them so far. He's faced 10 hitters, and there's been one ground ball, and that ground ball went through for a base hit. He does have one strikeout. Two on, nobody out. Here's Fletcher. Change up outside, ball one. Fletcher hit that ground ball. It went through in the right for a single. Scored along with Stone Garrett on the Seth Beer home run. Dungy stretches, looks back at second, and the 1-0. Fastball a little outside, ball two, 2-0. Dungy's first start of the year was that start against Tyler Gilbert, April 6th at Las Vegas Ballpark. He pitched decently, only two hits and four and a third innings, where he was pulled in the fifth after giving up two runs. He walked one, struck out three, had no decision. Sinker for a strike, it's 2-1 now. Stone Garrett double off him. The other hit was a double by the since-departed Alec Thomas. Infield looking for two. The 2-1 to Fletcher. He takes it outside. Ball three. 3-1. Doesn't get any easier with Stone Garrett due next. Dungy stretches. A look back at Ortiz off second. Pitches outside. Ball four. So two singles and a walk. Third walk allowed by Dungy. Then the bases are loaded with nobody out for the slugging Stone Garrett. Ortiz to third. Kennedy to second. Fletcher at first. Here's Garrett, who walked in the first and scored on Seth Beer's three-run home run. Grant Holmes started the inning on the bench. He's up now to get ready to throw again. Curveball pulled foul outside third. Strike one. 0-1 on Stone Garrett. Bases loaded, nobody out. Very unenviable position for any Pacific Coast League pitcher. Garrett, one of the two or three top sluggers in the league so far. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, lifted foul, back and out of play. So Dungy changing speeds a little bit on Garrett. 73-mile-an-hour curve, 78-mile-an-hour changeup, and he does have the count his way, 0-2. Garrett, strong right-handed batter, looks around. First baseman Garcia is in at the edge of the grass. If the ball's hit to him, he'll come home. Same story with Machine at third. He's a step back, about even with the bag. Here's the 0-2 from Dungy. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. There's the best pitch he's thrown. After two off-speed pitches, he came up and in a 90-mile-an-hour fastball and got it by him. A big strikeout, which Dungy desperately needed. The bases are loaded with one out for Seth Beer, who had a big two-run home run in yesterday's game off Adrian Martinez, and had a three-run home run in his first at-bat today off Dungy. Now facing Dungy again. Bases loaded, one out, the pitch. Curveball, fly ball to left center field. Center fielder Fernandez moves over and makes the catch. Ortiz tags, he'll score. The throw goes to third base to keep Kennedy at second. It's a sacrifice fly by Beer, who's knocked in all four runs, and the Aces lead 4-0. So Kennedy at second, Fletcher at first. It's a 4-0 lead now for Reno. And here's Canzone, who walked in the first inning. Two on, two out, the pitch. Good slider, swung on and missed, strike one. That was a back foot pitch. And the left-handed hitting Canzone swung over the top of it. Strike one. The outfield straightaway, medium depth. Canzone at 247, two homers, 14 batted in. The pitch. Fastball popped up. Left side, Machine fighting the sun. He's in foul ground, now back into fair territory to make a basket catch. A bit of an adventure, but he stayed with it. And Dungy gets out of the inning cheaply enough. One run scores on two hits, no errors, and they leave two men on base. And at the end now of two full innings of play, Reno 4 and the Aviators nothing.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
best diners. And Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. And Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Back top of the third, Las Vegas trying to bounce back, trailing 4-0. Sink your teeth into the new Primal Menu and Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy or awaken your primal cravings at Carl's Jr. With a Primal Menu, prime rib or Beyond Raptor burger, meal so epic you might want to roar, of course, outside the store. JJ Schwartz takes ball one from Tyler Gilbert, who comes right back. And this fastball is a strike on the inside corner at the knees at 87 miles an hour. 1-1. J.J., who generally plays about once a week, playing for the first time in his series, hitting 222 with a homer, four batted in. Native Floridian chases a changeup and the count is 1-2. J.J. batting ninth. His dad, Jeff, pitched in the big leagues and had a birthday a couple of days ago. J.J. said, yep, I called my dad. Drew Jackson is on deck, and then Billy McKinney. Change up down low. 2-2. Four runs, five hits, no errors for Reno. For Las Vegas, no runs, one hit, and no errors. Gilbert rocks, and the left-hander's pitch. High fly ball. Left field. Garrett doesn't see it, so here comes the center fielder, Fletcher, to the rescue, and he makes the catch. The moment the ball went up in the air, Garrett was in trouble. He held his hands out to his side, palms up, as if to say, where is this thing? And luckily for Reno and unluckily for Las Vegas, the ball was hit slightly toward left center, and it was up in the air for a long time. So Fletcher raced over and caught it. It's a good play by Fletcher. And if he and Garrett go out to dinner tonight, I think I know who's picking up the tab. One out, and here's Jackson, who singled and stole second in the first inning. The pitch. Down low, ball one. I mean, if that ball falls in, Schwartz is at second base with nobody out. But it does speak to how tough things are in the field. Line drive to short, caught by Rivera, who toppled over to his right, making the catch. So Jackson's hit the ball hard twice. 1-2. And with two down, here's McKinney, who flied out to deep center. Aviators have won 5 and lost 6 against Reno coming in. All time, boy, these teams have played over 200 times since the Aces took root here in 2009, and at that time, a new ballpark. McKinney swings, and he lines one into right center for a base hit. Over to get it is the center fielder, Fletcher. McKinney, a big turnaround first, comes back to the bag. So Billy, 1-2, keeps the inning alive with a ringing single to right center. First pitch fastball, his 7th hit of the series in 22 at-bats. The batter, Vimal Machin, who grounded out to second his first time up. Top of inning number 3. Reno leading 4-0. Grant Holmes throwing in the bullpen, so that might mean, because he's still throwing with the Aviators batting, it probably means that he's going to pitch in the bottom of this, the third inning. We'll see. McKinney off first, not a big lead. Gilbert's pitch is a little bit high to Machin. Ball one, 1-0. All time, Las Vegas is 108 and 104 against Reno. 8 games over 500 in Las Vegas, 4 games under here. There's a high foul outside third. Kennedy goes as far as he can, but it's several rows back in. 1-1 on Vimal Machin. Four nothing Reno, top of the third. Las Vegas batting with 2 outs.
and Billy McKinney at first base. Garcia's on deck. Hash House of Go-Go scores coming up a little later. And the Ted Weins trivia question. Great crowd today, similar to the one we had last night. Fastball fouled in the air off to the left, and that's out of play. 1-2. It's Little League Day yesterday and today. A lot of Little Leaguers sprinkled throughout the crowd. And what they did yesterday and today, they had two of the aces, manager Gil Velasquez and a player, on top of the third base dugout with an entire section of Little Leaguers and their parents talking to them, asking questions, answering questions. Very nice. Here's the 1-2. Foul away again by Machin. At one point, one of the youngsters asked the manager, Velasquez, who's from the Bay Area, said, hey, who's your favorite team? And instead of just saying, oh, I work for the Diamondbacks, that's my favorite team, he said, well, growing up, I actually was a Dodger fan. Oh, you should have heard the people boo. My, my. And he quickly had to say, but it's that's not the case anymore. Now I'm a Diamondback. Pitch outside 2-2. The boos hung in the air nevertheless. Machin batting lefty on lefty, slightly open stance, hitting 284. Gilbert's pitch to him. Lifted foul to the left. That's out of play. Still 2-2 on Vimal Machin. Holmes has stopped throwing now, which means one of two things. Either they're going to let Dunshy pitch the third, or Holmes has thrown enough, and he's going to come in. We will know in relatively short order. McKinney off first. Seth Beer holds him on the stretch and the pitch. Comebacker. Gilbert has it. Jogs to first. Underhands it to Beer, and the inning is over. In the Vegas third, no runs, one hit. No errors and one left. And after 2.5, it is Reno 4 and the Aviators nothing.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Steiner's, the Nevada style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
We now go to the bottom of the third, 4-0 Reno, and it is Grant Holmes in to relieve Dunshy. Fastball up and in at 93 miles an hour, ball one, on the right-handed hitting Reno right fielder Braden Bishop, who struck out in his first at-bat today against Dunshy. Holmes ready his second appearance in the series. Fastball, high fly ball to right center, playable. McKinney and Fernandez converging on it. The right fielder McKinney makes the catch with the sun reflecting off those sunglasses. One out. Batters Juan Graterol, doubled off a left field wall off Dunshy in the first. So it's 4-0 aces in the bottom of the third. And Dunshy lasts two innings today, four runs earned on five hits. Walked three, struck out two. And we'll be back to battle in Tacoma. Here is Graterol, the pitch. Fastball hit him. Pitch was veering in near the belt buckle and clipped him right in that area. So Gratterall takes first, hit by the Grant Holmes fastball. Yadiel Rivera coming up, and the infield will shift to double play depth. Holmes, 6'1", 225 pounds, 26 years old, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The runner starts to go. Breaking ball is a strike. Throw to second base, and it goes into center field. So getting up is Gratterall, but he's going to stop. I'm not quite sure why the Aviators allowed Gratterall to take second base right there, but he's there. And Reno, between starting in the eighth inning yesterday, they've had just about everything go their way. And the Aviators, boy, Gratterall was hung out to dry. He started for second base when Holmes was still on the rubber. And again, the Aces get a break. Breaking ball down and away, 1-2. Check that 1-1 on Rivera, who flat out to left against Dunshee to end the first inning. A rare stolen base for Juan Gratterall. He was way off. He's maybe 40 feet off the base. And then stopped. There's a high fly to shallow right center. Center fielder Fernandez makes the play with McKinney right behind him. Two outs and a batter, Chaney Ortiz. Well, by the time the pitch got to the plate, there was no chance for J.J. Schwartz to throw Gratterall out, despite the fact that Gratterall, a slow-footed catcher. That's just the way it worked out. So now, in the bottom of the third, with Reno leading by a score of 4-0. Here's Ortiz, who got his first AAA hit in the second inning, an 0-2 pitch that he hit in the center for a base hit against Dunshee. Holmes' fastball is outside, ball one. Gratterall at second, two down. Holmes, 0-1 with a 7.2 ERA. This is his 12th game. He's made two spot starts. Fastball driven in the air to left center. Fernandez moves over toward the gap and makes the catch. Ortiz gave that one a pretty good ride, but Las Vegas center fielder Vince Fernandez ran it down, and Holmes hangs a zero in the Reno third. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left, and at the end of three, Reno four, the Aviators nothing.
Love seats, download the app to download Love Seats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Love Seats. Love Seats, share the love. Love Seats. Love Seats.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate on my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multi-flex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multi-flex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
For the fourth inning here, and the Aviators, if they're going to win and salvage a split, they're going to have to bounce back. They're down 4-0 into the fourth inning. Tyler Gilbert, through three, has given up no runs on singles to Drew Jackson and Billy McKinney. He's walked two and struck out one. It's the middle of the order coming up, starting with Dermis Garcia, who swung at the first pitch in the first and flat out to center. He takes a pitch down and in. Fastball at 87, ball one. Garcia, 288, four homers, 11 batted in, 4 out of 22 in the series, with one single, two doubles, and a home run. Also a stolen base. There's a ball yanked foul to the left, back out of play. Line drive into the seats. 1-1 on Dermise Garcia, Shea Langoliers on deck, and then Dalton Kelly. There's a high foul behind the plate. Gratterall watches it, goes back upstairs. 1-2. Garcia's had his problems with Reno overall this year. Just 4-for-30 against them. There's a high foul off to the right, slicing back out of play. 1-2. Dermise waiting, right-handed batter wearing number 20. Nobody on and nobody out in the top of the fourth. A 4-0 Reno advantage. Breaking ball lifted to right center. That's an easy play for Braden Bishop, who moves over from right and makes the one-handed squeeze. One out. Batter Shea Langoliers. Langoliers struck out swinging when he led off the second inning. And Gilbert rocks and winds. Ball pull fouled outside third. Strike one. 0-2 on Shea Langoliers. So Shea trying to snap out of a funk that he's been in lately. But again, the Aviators brain trust saying they have total confidence that he's going to bounce back. Here's the 0-1. Up and away 1-1. Every hitter goes through it. Shea had not been struggling at all in the early going. And he's hit some balls hard. The ball he hit, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball yesterday for a line drive double to left. He barreled up on that one. A pitch fouled away to the right. 1-2. Gilbert throwing nothing but off-speed stuff so far to Langoliers. Dalton Kelly is on deck. Gilbert with a new ball reads his catcher, Juan Gratterall. Now, the 1-2 on the way. Fastball, big chopper to short, and Rivera gloves it in the outfield grass, throws to first and gets Langoliers. Two down. The batter, Dalton Kelly, who walked in the second, and then breaking for a second, then he stopped, and the pitcher, Gilbert, threw to the first baseman, Beer. Beer threw to second when Kelly was on his way to the bag. The throw was caught by the second baseman, Ortiz, who tagged Kelly, who elected not to slide, and Kelly was called out, although it was a very close play, as the replay showed. Here now is Kelly for his second plate appearance. Pitches up and in, ball one, 1-0. Gilbert, 62 pitches, 36 strikes, two outs in the fourth inning, 4-0 Reno. Aviators are going to use a full complement of relievers in this game because of the early departure of Dungey. Fastball's high, 2-0. But they've got several available arms, plus they've got a day off tomorrow. Reno had a bullpen day yesterday, so they have some arms available, but not as many as the Aviators do. Here's the 2-0. Popped up foul behind the plate. Gratterall off with the mask, looking up. He's got room and makes the catch, backpedaling into the left-handed batter's box. Kelly fouling went way up in the air. Tough with a high sky the way it is right now. The Aviators go out in order in the fourth inning. We head to the bottom of inning number four. The score, Reno 4, Las Vegas nothing.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right. You can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new Instant Funding.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval. Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back. Well, two of Granholm's worst outings this year have been against Reno, but he threw a scoreless inning in the third in relief of Parker Dunchy's going out there for the fourth. Buddy Kennedy takes a breaking ball in the dirt, ball 1-1-0. Kennedy's popped out and singled. Second game of the year. Parker Dunchy started, and then Granholm's relieved him. Finished the fifth inning for him, but not before four of the five men he faced got base hits. There's a fly ball to center. Fernandez waiting for it. He's got it. One quick out here. Kennedy is now 1-for-3 of that fly out. And the batter, Dominic Fletcher, who against Dunchy singled and scored and also walked. The good news for Holmes, the only guy who's still here got a base hit off him is Braden Bishop. C.J. Chatham, who's gone, got a hit against him. Camden Duzenac got a hit against him. He's gone, and now the only other one who got a hit is now his teammate, Matt Davidson. Pitch foul back, strike one on Dominic Fletcher. Stone Garrett did hit a double off him to drive in a run. But Holmes is in his 12th game. This is his second game in this series. He pitched an inning earlier and allowed three earned runs on four hits. There's a dunker in the shallow left center field that's going to sit for a base hit in front of Dalton Kelly. Full flare by Fletcher. That's the first hit off Holmes. One on, one out. Fletcher's 2-for-2. Here's Garrett. Walked and scored and struck out. Here's Garrett. One on, one out. And Holmes delivers. Fastball foul back. 93 miles an hour. Took a big rip at it. Strike one. The count is 0-1. Holmes pitched the second game here on Wednesday night, the game that Reno won 12-4. Colin Wiles had the lead going into the sixth. That was the game where they got seven runs. And Holmes pitched the eighth and gave up three runs on four consecutive hits. Garrett hit a sacrifice fly, guess him. Pitch foul back, 0-2. Holmes, long, flowing, shoulder-length, curly hair, looking in at Schwartz. Fletcher, at first, time called. Garrett not quite ready to hit. 0-2 is the count. Now he's in the box. Outfield deep and straight away. Not much of a breeze this day, and it's a beautiful day in Reno. Mild temperatures and mostly sunny skies. The 0-2 stretch by Holmes. He throws to first base, and back in with a dive is Fletcher. Fletcher, about three steps off first, held on by Dermis Garcia. Fastball foul back out of play, 0-2 still. Bottom of the fourth, one on, one out for Reno. They lead 4-0. The second inning of work for Granholm's. Taking a look at the league leaderboard, the leading hitter in the league entering today is Oklahoma City Dodgers Zach McKinstry, who's at 359. Garrett is seventh in the league coming in. There's a ground ball to third. Right there's Machin. He fires to second for one. Lopes to first. That is an around the horn 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. So in the Reno fourth, they get no runs on one hit. No errors and no one left. Two good innings for Granholm's. We now go to the fifth. Reno 4 and the Aviators nothing.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold-and-spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
We go to the fifth inning, 4-0 Reno on the strength of a three-run first and a one-run second. Christian Lopes leads off. It's a line drive up the gap in left center field. That ball goes all the way to the fence. Grabbed by Fletcher. Lopes turns and heads to second base. He steams in there with a stand-up double opening up the Las Vegas fifth inning. Lopes' fourth hit of the series. Batter Vince Fernandez. For Las Vegas, their third hit of this game. Breeze really swarting around, picking up now, blowing straight in as Fernandez comes up. Vince popped out to the left fielder Garrett in his first at bat. So Christian Lopes, against his old team, collects his sixth double of the year right there, opening up the fifth. And a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. No one won. Lefty on lefty, but, you know, even though Gilbert's a lefty, lefties have been giving him trouble. Entering the game, lefty's hitting .435 against him. Righty's .293. I mean, that's way up there. One strike on the left-handed hitting Fernandez. J.J. Schwartz on deck. Gilbert throws. Fastball below the knees at 85. One ball and one strike on Vince Fernandez. Gilbert looking in. Gratterall flashes out a sign. Lopes off second. Nobody out. Top of the fifth. Time call. Fernandez steps out. And the breeze really has picked up, blowing straight in, at least for the moment. One and one. Lopes off second. Nobody out. And the pitch. High fly ball to center. Fletcher backing up, backing up, backing up. Turns and makes the catch in front of the 410 sign. Lopes tags and goes over to third. One out. Well, that, the wind isn't blowing in. That might be trouble. He got it right in front of the track by where it says 410. And so as Fernandez walks back to the dugout, he looks up at the flags and shakes his head. He did get Lopes over to third with a one out. The batter is J.J. Schwartz. We'll try to cash in Lopes and knock the zero off the run column for the Aviators here in the fifth inning. 4-0 Reno. J.J. popped out to the center fielder Fletcher, but it wasn't a routine play. The ball was hit more toward left than left center, but Stone Garrett lost it in the sun, and it was Fletcher to the rescue. The infield is in. Breaking ball inside, ball one on J.J. Schwartz. J.J., 6'2", 215, 26 years old, eighth round pick of Oakland in 2018. Hit .240 at Midland last year, double-A ball. Half a dozen homers, 37 batted in. Slider fouled at the plate. That got a piece of Gratterall. Gratterall topples over, and he's on his right side. Now he's on all fours. Ouch. Played Paul Clemens, the plate ump, out there to visit with Gilbert, and the reason he's there is because he knows that Gratterall got really shaken up by that foul ball. And the trainer, athletic trainer of the Aces, is out to check him, along with manager Gil Velasquez. Gratterall crouching down. So is the trainer. Velasquez standing right behind the plate, right over the right shoulder of Gratterall, bending way over with his hands on his knees. And now Gratterall stands up. He still has his mask on. And he's talking to the trainer and to Gil Velasquez. And apparently he's okay to continue. Played a lot of baseball as a kid. I met almost nobody, maybe one or two guys, who said, I want to catch. Can be a thankless job at times. Of course, if you're good at it, well, you can rise quickly. All right. Gratterall good to continue. Lopes at third, one out, top of the fifth. 4-0 Reno. Infield in, the pitch from Gilbert. Breaking ball popped up, foul behind the plate. Gratterall coming back to the backstop, and it's back in the crowd. 1-2. Drew Jackson is on deck. J.J. Warren, 49, looks around at the infield defense. They're in tight on the right side, Beer and Ortiz. On the left side, Rivera and Kennedy. Kennedy's actually even with the bag at third. Lopes at third, one out. The 1-2 to J.J. Schwartz. Fastball's high above the letters at 89 miles an hour. Ball two. 2-2. Gilbert staring in hard at Gratterall. Lopes off the bag at third. Here's a 2-2 to J.J. Schwartz. Line drive in a deep center. Fletcher is there, though, to make the catch. Lopes tags, and he'll score as the throw is up the third baseline. Sacrifice fly by Schwartz. Good job of hitting. He hit that ball right on the money. And Fletcher was playing deep and was able to make the catch. So the Aviators get on the scoreboard here. It is now 4-1 Reno. And with two outs and nobody on, the batter's Drew Jackson. For J.J. Schwartz, his fifth RBI. Jackson has hit the ball hard twice against Gilbert, singled to open the game and stole second and lined out to short in the third. Hitting 257 now. Pitches high, ball one, 1-0. Chatting with Drew on today's pregame show, he said, hey, glad to play collegiately for Stanford. Good program, really good school, but I probably wouldn't have gone in. Had it not been for baseball. Long drive to left field. Garrett racing back to the track, and the ball bounces and hits the wall. And so Jackson, who runs very well, motoring into second base with a stand-up double with two outs in the Vegas fifth. Jackson is now 2-for-3 in this game. He's hit everything hard, including the line-out, and he has 8 hits in the series. Four hits for the Aviators. Two of them here in the fifth, and they're both doubles. Lopes double. And with two outs, the Drew Jackson double. Extends the inning for McKinney, who'll try to cash in Jackson and make it a two-run game. McKinney flat out to deep right center. The ball caught by the right fielder Fletcher in front of the 424 sign. And then he singled to right center in the third. Jackson at second, two down the pitch. Fastball called strike near the inside corner, just below the belt. 0-1 on Billy McKinney at 333. A home run, 8 batted in. They're giving him the gap in left center for the left-hand hitting McKinney. Garrett pretty much straight away in left, and Fletcher shading slightly toward right center. The infield overshifted to the right. Ortiz, the second baseman, at least 20, 25 feet into shallow right. Fastball, and that's grounded to shallow right. Ortiz picks it up and throws and gets him. That's a good play by the rookie Ortiz, because he had to charge that ball and angle to his right, pick it up and throw in one motion. And he got McKinney. Otherwise, Machin would have been up with runners at the corners in two down. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left after 4.5. Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite.
Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Reno leading 4-1, and Grant Holmes is still in there for his third inning of work. Seth Beer takes a fastball, little high ball one. This is interesting that Holmes is still in the game because this is his 12th appearance, and he's never pitched more than two innings. And the only time he pitched two innings were each of his two spot starts. Here's the 1-0. Beer hits a fly ball, shallow left and toward the line. Kelly angles over toward the line, looking up, and he's got it. Ball about 5 feet fair. So Beer, who's knocked in all four of the Reno runs with a three-run homer in the first off Parker Dungey, and a run-scoring fly ball in the second, is retired on that fly ball, opening up the Reno fifth. One out, here's Canzone. Of course, Holmes can do himself and his team a favor if he can hang another zero here, keep the Aviators in the game. Curveballs, bends in there for a strike, 0-1. Canzone against Dungey, walked and popped out to third, facing Holmes for the first time. Grant's only thrown 19 pitches to get seven outs so far. He tries to bunt and fouls it back into the seats. Canzone trying a drag bunt that time. So it's quickly 0-2 on Dominic Canzone, the designated hitter. Big shift over to the right. In the infield, there's a good cutter. Swung on and missed, strike three. And there are two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. For Holmes, his first strikeout. I mean, Holmes has only thrown 21 pitches. The most he's thrown in a game, 42. Against Tacoma on April 27th. So we'll see. Here's Bishop. Struck out, flat out to right. Nobody else is throwing in the bullpen yet. Fastball. That's in there for a strike at 94 miles an hour. 0-1. Bishop hitting 211. Struck out against Dungey, flat out against Holmes. One out of 16 in the series. For the native of Southern California, breaking ball low, 1-1. Hash House ago go scores. In the ninth inning, Tampa leads Baltimore 6-4. Ninth inning, Twins and Royals are tied at 6. Top of the eighth, White Sox 1, Yankees nothing. The 1-1. Fastball a little bit inside. That was close. 2-1. In Denver, bottom of the eighth, Mets 2, Rockies nothing. Top of the fourth, San Diego 7, the Giants nothing. Top of the fifth, Angels 2, Athletics nothing. That White Sox-Yankees game, by the way, the first of a doubleheader in the Bronx. Pitch over the head of Bishop to the backstop. Pitch got away from home, so they count 3-1 now. Just ducked right under it. St. Louis piled up 20 hits in Pittsburgh and beat the Pirates 18-4. In 10 innings, the Red Sox beat Seattle 8-4, the pitch. Fastball driven in the air to left. Kelly going back, and the ball bent, hits off the fence. He fires towards second. Here comes Bishop with a throw from Kelly is off target, and Bishop doubles. That's got to feel good for Braden Bishop
for a variety of reasons. Number one, he's been struggling, 1-for-16 in the series. Number two, he just got decked by an 86-mile-an-hour pitch right toward the coconut, which he had to duck under. And then any time that happens, whether it's an accident or not, you want to get a hit, and he just hit one off the left field wall. Better throw by Kelly might have had him, but throw was off target. And Bishop has the second hit off Holmes, the seventh hit for Reno. Here's Gratterall. He swings and goes down on one knee and misses strike one. Fastball at 95. Gratterall against Dunshee, doubled, and then Holmes hit him with a pitch in the third inning. So Bishop at second, two down. Bottom of the fifth, 4-1 Reno. Holmes stretches, a backward glance at Bishop, comes home. Gratterall swings late, lifts it foul to the right, out of play, 93 miles an hour. It is 0-2. Dodgers' seven-game winning streak came to an end in Philadelphia. Phillies beat them in 10 innings, 4-3. Reds beat Toronto 3-2. Detroit over Cleveland 4-2. In Miami, the Marlins got by the Braves 4-3. Houston Astros, a home victory over the visiting Texas Rangers 5-2. Washington beat the Brewers 8-2. The Cubs defeated the Diamondbacks 5-4 to break their losing streak. Curveball swung on and missed strike three. Well, to this point, it has been Grant Holmes' best outing of the year. And he's not thrown 30 pitches yet. But he's done a terrific job in relief at Dungey. In the Reno fifth, no runs, one hit, the Bishop double, no errors. They leave Bishop at second. And now, at the end of five complete, Reno four, the Aviators one.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Welcome back. We go to the sixth inning. Reno leading 4-1 as they try to become the first team to beat the Aviators in a series. Aviators have split most of their series, but they've won a couple. But they need to win this one to split this one. Otherwise, Reno will win the series. Las Vegas trailing 4-1 into the sixth. The 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up against Tyler Gilbert, who's thrown 77 pitches, 46 strikes. There's a soft foul ball outside third. Kennedy angling over, but he's out of room. One strike on Machin, who has grounded out against Gilbert twice, once to second and once to first. Female hitting 282. Pair of homers, 24 batted in. Sits safely in six of his last seven coming in. There's a high drive in a deep center. Fletcher going back, turning, looking up, and he makes the one-handed catch as he approaches the warning track by the 410 side. Aviators have hit some balls hard, but Machin right there, 0-for-3 now. One out for Garcia, who's 0-for-2, flat out to center and flat out to right. Well, normally this is a ballpark. You see a lot of high-scoring games, and you don't want to give up a lot of fly balls here. The ball does carry well generally, but the breeze has generally been blowing in today. Breaking ball inside and low. 76-mile-an-hour curveball. Ball one to Dermis Garcia. Shea Langeliers is on deck.
The 1-0. He takes a strike. 89-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball and one strike on Garcia. High foul off to the right. That slices back out of play. It's a one ball, two strike count on Dermis Garcia. Four runs, seven hits. No errors for Reno. Las Vegas, a run on four hits and no errors. Now to 1-2. Rip fouled outside third. Still a ball and two strikes. One and two. Base is empty. One gone. Top of the sixth. Garcia chases a low breaking ball, and down he goes. Second strikeout for Tyler Gilbert. Garcia 0 for 3. And the batter, Langeliers, who has struck out and hit a chopper to short. Shea is 0 for 2. Gilbert now 84 pitches, 52 strikes. There is a lefty throwing in the Reno pen. They have activity for the first time. And it looks like Brian Howard is pitch throwing now in the Las Vegas bullpen. Here's the pitch to Langeliers. Taking high ball one, 1-0. Ted Wien's trivia question. In 1990, in a game between the Cubs and the Reds at Wrigley Field, a certain player who is now in the Hall of Fame set a major league record at that time by being walked intentionally five times in one game. Who was that slugger? Reds-Cubs game in 1990. Fellas now in the Hall of Fame. Here's the 1-0. Oh, one hopper to third, backhanded by Kennedy, who plants his feet and throws and gets Langeliers, and that's the inning. Nice play by Buddy Kennedy on a ball, a one hopper not far from the line. And the Aviators are got 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It is Reno 4 and the Aviators 1.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. Bottom of the sixth, the new Las Vegas pitcher, right-hander Brian Howard, all 6'9" of him. Pitch up and in ball one. Check that. Brian Howard was throwing in the bullpen, but there was another righty throwing alongside of him. And it's Ryan Castellani and not Brian Howard who's in the game now. Castellani, what a 1-0 count on Yadiel Rivera, delivers. Chopper fouled outside third. One ball to one strike. Grant Holmes
saved his best outing of 2022 for today. It's his longest outing, three innings, against a team that had hit him hard here and in Las Vegas. And he gets a measure of pushback with three shutout innings, allowing two hits, no walks, struck out two, hit one man. Castellani's breaking ball is low. 2-1 in Yadiel Rivera. Last couple of times out, Castellani, who got off to a good start this year with the Aviators, has had control issues. Let's see how he does here. 6'4", 226 pounds. He's 26 years old. Originally from Philadelphia, lives in Scottsdale. Pitch fouled off to the right. Fastball at 93, strike two. Rivera batted once against the starter, Dunshee, and flied out to left. Batted once against Holmes and flied out to shallow center. Rookie second baseman Chani Ortiz is on deck. In the bottom of the sixth, 4-1 in favor of Reno. Breaking ball lined into right center for a base hit. 84-mile-an-hour slider. McKinney picks it up and fires it back in. Rivera is 1-for-3. It's his fourth hit of the series in 13 at-bats, and the switch-hitting second baseman Chani Ortiz comes up now. Ortiz, his first career AAA hit, leading off the second against Dunshee with a single, and he scored. And against Holmes, he flat out to center. Overall, he's 1-for-10. The runner goes. Pitches outside, throw to second by Schwartz, and a bounce goes into center field. So Rivera goes to third. The throw by Vince Fernandez is not in time. Reno keeping the pressure on. A better throw would have had him, but Schwartz rushed his throw and bounced it. Jackson and Lopes couldn't stop it. It went into center. So Yadiel Rivera collects a stolen base. Schwartz charged with a throwing error, getting Rivera to third. First error of the game for either team. Aviators pull the infield in. The count is 1-0 on Chani Ortiz. Castellani's pitch. It's a slider foul back. 1-1. Castellani's 2-0 in 10 games, but his ERA is now over 10 because the last game he pitched at Las Vegas Ballpark against Salt Lake, he allowed four runs in an inning, and then he allowed three runs in a third of an inning in this series. The pitch is tipped foul at the plate, 1-2. Was Castellani looking to bounce back. Again, he was very effective early. He had three saves the first 10 days of the year. Then he picked up two wins when he came back from the big leagues in relief, one against Tacoma and 2 days later against Tacoma again. Infield in. Here's the 1-2. Soft fly ball down the left field line. It's shallow. Kelly moving in, makes the catch. Rivera tags, but he's not going anywhere. The ball hit way too shallow. So Kelly came in a long way to make that catch. And now Rivera remains at third with one out. And a matter of Buddy Kennedy against Dunshee. Kennedy flied out and singled, and against Holmes, he flat out also. The infield remains in. Garcia and Lopes on the right side. Drew Jackson and Vimel Machin on the left side. Castellani, right arm hanging down, bending at the waist, has the sign from Schwartz. Rivera, third one out. He'll be running on a ground ball on contact. Strike at the knees. Good pitch at 92 miles an hour. 0-1. Kennedy, 6 out of 18 in this series for the year, hitting .285. Three homers, 17 driven in. Castellani with a sign from Schwartz again. A look at Rivera off third, the 0-1. Ground ball in the left field, base hit. Rivera scores, and it's 5-1 Reno in the bottom of the sixth now. So Kennedy knocks in a big run. It's big because the Aviators have not shown much on offense yet. And they really can't afford to fall much further behind. But now they're down 5-1. Left-hander's up in the Reno pen. Here's Fletcher. Single and scored. Walked and singled. 2-for-2 plus a walk. Left-handed batter facing Castellani. Sinker down and away. Ball one. It's 1-0. Ball and a strike. Off first base is Kennedy. Not a big lead. Pitch foul back. Fastball at 93. One ball and one strike to count. Dungey went two. Holmes three scoreless innings. And now Castellani. The pitch. Changeup. High fly ball down the right field line. Hooking foul over the corner is McKinney for a look, but it's way back out of here. 1-2 on Dominic Fletcher. Castellani began the year with the Aviators. Made four appearances. Got called up to the big leagues. Was up there for about 2 weeks and came back. 1-2. Five runs now, nine hits, and no errors for Reno. Las Vegas, one run, four hits, and one error. The pitch is foul tipped at the plate, and Schwartz couldn't quite hang on. So it stays 1-2 on Fletcher. Stone Garrett is on deck. Castellani bends way over, right arm and swinging back and forth as he reads the signs of J.J. Schwartz. This will be a 1-2 to Fletcher. Castellani, set, unravels and throws. Changeup, swung on and missed strike three. That's a very good pitch. Fletcher chased it. First time they got Fletcher out today. First strikeout for Castellani. And with two outs, here's Garrett, who's walked and scored, struck out. And then against Holmes in the fourth, he grounded into an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. Castellani out of a stretch. Kennedy off first and the pitch. Fastball, chop foul at the plate. I got a piece of Garrett's foot, and he's hobbling around trying to shake off the effects of that one. Strike one, 0-1. Ted Wien's trivia. In 1990, in the game between the Reds and the Cubs, a certain slugger set a major league record at that time by being intentionally walked five times. He later went on to the Hall of Fame. Who was that? That was Andre Dawson. The Reds walked Dawson five times. Cubs won the game 2-1. It was a 16-inning game. One of the reasons he was walked five times intentionally. Reno Aces athletic trainer out there to make sure Garrett's okay. Two outs, bottom of the sixth. Reno leading 5-1. The conversation near home plate continues. Anyway, for Dawson, he broke the record of Yankee outfielder Roger Maris, who was walked four times in a game, coincidentally on the same date, May 22nd, but it was 1962 when the Angels walked Maris four times. Gary Templeton, then with the Padres, later with St. Louis, was also walked four times in a game intentionally in 1985. All right, Garrett, good to continue. Here is Castellani's 0-1. The runner goes. The pitch is fouled away off to the right. 0-2. So Kennedy running on the pitch. And Garrett up there with an 0-2 count. So Castellani trying to sharpen up his control. He came in having walked 15 men in 11 2/3 innings. Two strikes on Stone Garrett. In the inning, Rivera walked. Stole second and continued to third when Schwartz's throw ended up in center field. Ortiz flied out, but then Kennedy singled in Rivera. And Fletcher struck out, and it's a two-strike count on Stone Garrett, hitting 309. 10 homers, 37 batted in, leads the league in extra base hits. The pitch. Fastball, he's jammed. Slow ground ball to short. Jackson bare hands and throws and gets him. Excellent play by Las Vegas Aviator shortstop Drew Jackson. He didn't have a lot of time because Garrett, remember, Garrett's got seven steals. He runs well. And he barehanded that ground ball on the grass and threw him out. One run, two hits, one error, and one left. After six, Reno 5 and the Aviators 1.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car is ready for a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals on everything you need to keep it looking like new, including Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $5.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $5 savings. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back, friends. Yes, we now go to the seventh inning. Reno with a 5-1 lead, and they bring in a new pitcher, left-hander Mac Lemieux. So one lefty relieves another one. Tyler Gilbert, a very good outing, his best outing at AAA this year. Six innings, he allowed one run earned on four hits, walked two, struck out two. Didn't blow anybody away and give up a lot of hard-hit balls, but he goes out after six, leading 5-1. The new pitcher, lefty Mac Lemieux, who is a distant cousin, by the way, of former NHL superstar Mario Lemieux. Yeah. Here's the pitch to Dalton Kelly. Pitches a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Kelly has walked and been caught stealing and fouled out. The newest member of the Aviators is throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen now. Left-hander Kirby Snead, number 54. Christian Lopes is on deck, and Vince Fernandez. Lemieux's breaking ball bends in low below the knees. One ball and one strike. Mac Lemieux, third appearance in the series. He pitched in game one on Tuesday, the 14-6 Reno win. Pitches outside 2-1. No, a strike call. Let's see. Clemens hesitated and called it a strike. The ABS, of course, calling it a strike. Clemens a little late putting out the right hand. So the count is 1-2 on Kelly and the pitch. High foul near the third base dugout. Gretterall racing over, but it's back about five rows in. 1-2. Lemieux worked the last inning of that game. Nick Allen made the last out. It was announced today that Nick Allen is coming back to the Aviators now. The Athletics activating one of their players off the injured list. I imagine we'll see Nick in Tacoma. Here's the 1-2 to Dalton Kelly. Breaking ball low and away. Ball two. 2-2. Lemieux is in his 14th game, 1-0 with a 3.95 ERA, 13 2/3 innings, walked 7, and struck out 10. Clemens is pointing to a ball that's on the ground in front of the third base dugout. So someone from the dugout picks it up, and that's important. I mean, there's a foul ball over there, and third baseman or a catcher, that's definitely a hazard. Here's the 2-2 now on the way. Curveball, sliced in the air, foul to the left, out of play. Still 2-2 on Dalton Kelly. Reno took charge early. Three in the first on a three-run home run by Seth Beer off Parker Dunshee. And then another in the second and another in the sixth. The Vegas lone run came in the fifth. And the Aviators are in need of base runners quickly. There's a line drive in the center. They got a base runner here. That's a very good at-bat by Dalton Kelly. Fletcher gets it back in. Kelly is now 1-for-2. It's his fourth hit of the series. Brings up Christian Lopes, who has walked and doubled and scored the lone Vegas run in the fifth inning on the sacrifice fly by J.J. Schwartz. Hit number five for Las Vegas. Lemieux, the lefty, stretches a look at first and a pitch. Lopes takes a breaking ball that spins in under the knees. Ball one, 1-0. Gave you the big league scoring updates. Pacific Coast League, Round Rock beat El Paso earlier, 9-4. Matt Batten with his eighth home run for El Paso. There's a drive hit into left field. Garrett is there to make the one-handed catch. And Lopes is out. Lopes is now 1-for-2 with that flyout. One out for Fernandez. He's popped out to left and flat out to deep center. Oklahoma City won again. They beat Sugarland 7-2. Salt Lake knocked off Albuquerque 8-1. So with Salt Lake winning, the Aviators came into today tied with Salt Lake for first place. Aviators would need to come back to win this, maintain a share of first going into tomorrow's off day. Otherwise, there'll be a game out. Pitches outside of Fernandez, ball one. 1-0. David McKinnon, a home run for Salt Lake, his ninth of the year. Davis Daniel got the win. PCL story right now. Here's the pitch. High drive to deep right down the line, curving foul. Fastball at 89. Fernandez grabs the barrel of the bat and is pounding the knob on the ground to see if he cracked the bat. 1-1 to count on Vince Fernandez, hitting 231. Two homers and five batted in. Vince is going to go get another bat. Vince, 2 out of 10 in the series. We're in the seventh inning. And it's a 5-1 lead for Reno. Fernandez emerges with a new shiny black bat. Reno, top farm team of the Diamondbacks, who had the horrible record last year. They were 52-110. They lost 61 out of 81 road games last year. Of course, they've been better this year, but they almost had to be. Here's the 1-1 to Fernandez. Curveball, a little inside, 2-1. But the interesting part about it is the Diamondbacks last year were two games over 500 and just two games out of the National League West lead a month into the season before they hit a wall. At one point, they lost 50 out of 58 games. Ouch. 2-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner. 2-2. Injuries played a role in that, but some also a lack of identifiable progress in a rebuild program that started with some trades. Fernandez chases a low breaking ball and he's out. Two outs in the Vegas seventh inning with Kelly at first, and here's Schwarz, who's popped to center and drove in the only Vegas run with a fly ball to deep center in the fifth inning against Tyler Gilbert. They did make some interesting moves in the offseason, though. And obviously, they've been a little bit better. Here now is the pitch. Schwarz chases a changeup. Strike one, 80 miles an hour. He was out in front. So, hardly anybody goes from 52 wins to, I don't know, let's say 90 wins. Timeout, Schwarz walks over. He wants to do some treatment on the bat. They've got one thing the Diamondbacks have going for them. They've got an outstanding pitching coach in Brent Strom, who combines old-school wisdom with a real, authentic curiosity and fluency in the analytics of the new age. Here's the 0-1 stretch. And the pitch to J.J. Schwarz. Good breaking ball. Swung on a miss. It's 0-2. Oh and two on J.J. Schwarz. The look by Lemieux. Off first base is Kelly. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. There's a ground ball to third. Kennedy picks it up, goes the short way to second for the force out on the sliding Kelly, who got there in a hurry but a little late. 5-4 fielder's choice ends the seventh inning for Las Vegas. No runs. One hit, one error, one left. Seventh inning stretch. The score, Reno 5, the Aviators 1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Keep
your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
That's the Talking Heads. I'm Russ Langer, your Talking Head live from Reno. Bottom of the seventh inning, sixth and final game of the series. Reno's won three and lost two in the series after winning yesterday's 10-inning game. And the Aviators trail 5-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ryan Castellani goes one inning, gives up one run. I don't know if the run is earned or not. It's up to the scorer because there was a throwing error during the inning. He allowed two hits, no walks, and a strikeout. And the brand-new Las Vegas left-hander reliever Kirby Snead is in the game. Fastball up and away, ball one at 93 miles an hour. All right, who is Kirby Snead, you say? 6 feet tall, 214 pounds, 27 years old, a native Floridian, went to the University of Florida, former Gator. Beer takes a strike on the outside, 1-1. With Dunshee, Holmes, Castellani, and Snead now. Beer has knocked in four of the five Reno runs. Three-run homer in the first. Sacrifice fly in the second. He swings and misses in a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Snead, big league time with the Jays last year, just seven games. In eight innings, he had a 2.35 ERA. Got hit harder than that this year with Oakland. Here is the 1-2. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike three call. That's nasty. Snead threw a fastball. Two sliders to get to 1-2, and then the fastball on the outside edge at 94 miles an hour. One out. Batter Dominic Canzone. Snead graduated from Santa Fe High School in Florida, played 3 years for the Florida Gators. He was 7-1 with over 100 appearances and a 2.5 ERA. There's a strike, 0-1 on Canzone. Canzone against Dunshee walked and popped out, and against Holmes, he struck out. Braden Bishop is on deck. 5-1 Reno. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fastball a little outside. 1-1, 95 miles an hour from the left-hander. Snead into fishing and spending time at the beach in his spare time. Toronto chose him in 2016 in the 10th round of the draft. Slider swung on and missed 1-2. And Oakland picked him up on March 16th of this year, along with pitcher Gunnar Hoglund. And left-hander Zach Logue and infielder Kevin Smith in a deal that sent Matt Chapman to Toronto from Oakland. 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, strike three call. Same sequence that he used on Seth Beer. Slider, slider, slider at 83. Fastball at 95 on the outside corner. See you later. Two down for Bishop, who has a double and three at-bats. Kirby has throws from a three-quarters arm slot that makes him especially tough on lefties and adds some movement to his fastball. Here's the pitch. Bishop chases a breaking ball, 0-1. With Buffalo last year, had a 1.58 ERA through 36 outings. Up and down between Buffalo and Toronto. Fastball, a liner in the center, falling in for a base hit. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. So Bishop, who was one for his first 14 in the series, is 2-for-4 in this game. Two-out single is the 10th hit for Reno on the day. and extends the inning for Juan Guerrero, who against Dungy walked and against Holmes hit by a pitch and struck out. Sneed stretches and delivers. Fastball in there for a strike at 95 miles an hour. Tough pitch, 0-1. This year, April 15th to the 23rd, Sneed was on the COVID-19 injured list and restricted list. And here he is making his Las Vegas Aviator debut in Reno. Breaking ball down low, smothered by Schwarz, 1-1. When Las Vegas bats in the eighth inning, all the top of the order, Lemieux worked the seventh inning. But he might be finished because there's a righty throwing the Reno pen now. One ball and one strike. There's a bouncer fouled outside third and a fastball at 93. It is a ball and two strikes on Juan Guerrero. Sneed standing tall, got long flowing hair. His hair is longer than Grant Holmes' hair. Throw to first base, and back in standing up is Biss. I mean, his hair, he wears 54, and of course above the number is his name on the back of his jersey, Sneed. You can't read his name. It's covered by the hair, kind of like General Custer. The pitch, ground ball wide a third, glove by Machine, who flips to second for the force out on the sliding Braden Bishop. So Guerrero rolls into an inning-ending fielder's choice. And in the Reno seventh inning, no runs, one hit. No errors and one left. We go to the eighth inning. It is Reno 5 and the Aviators 1.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Philly Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Snacks, fuel, ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, now we go to the eighth inning. Reno has been in the driver's since they got three in the first and one in the second. They lead now 5-1 into the eighth. Another great crowd here out on the grassy berm in right field. It's a riot of color out there. Hardly see any of the green from the grass because there's so many people there stretched out on blankets and little chairs. Beautiful day in Reno, right around 70 degrees. Into the eighth inning. Reno goes to the bullpen and brings in righty Jesus Liranzo, pitching for the second time in the series. Jesus pitched 3 days ago when the Aviators won the game 5-3 in relief of Dre Jameson and Miguel Aguilar. He allowed one unearned run in one inning, two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Garcia and Lopes got the hits off of him. And here's the pitch to Drew Jackson. Fastball up and in 98 miles an hour, ball one. Liranzo, 6'2", 225, 27 years old from La Romana in the Dominican. It's his second year with the Reno Aces. Fastball, Jackson swings and misses. That was at 97. 1-1. Drew has singled and doubled and lined out in this game. Also a stolen base.
Top of the order, Jackson, Billy McKinney, Vimeo Machin, the pitch. Fastball, a called strike, and it's 1-2. Rondo, despite a very firm fastball in the mid-upper 90s, he's 0-2 with an 8.76 ERA this year. 1-2 pitch, tapper foul behind the plate, chased a pitch toward the outside to protect the plate, so it's 1-2. Lorenzo, 12 and a third inning, 16 hits, allowed three homers, walked 10, struck out 20, so the walks would appear to be a big part of the issue here. Gilbert went 6, Lemieux went 1, and the pitch. Fastball in there, strike 3 call. According to the board, that was 99 miles an hour on the outside corner. Oof, one out. And here's McKinney, 1-for-3 with a single. Wind is now blowing straight in from right field. They employ the infield shift. Kennedy staying on the left side, the third baseman. Shortstop Rivera about 10 feet to the right of the bag and on the fringe of the outfield grass. Ortiz playing in shallow right. McKinney takes up and away ball one. 5-1 Reno, top of the eighth. The Aviators trying to stir things up. They have not had a sustained attack. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled into the mid of Gratterall at 97 miles an hour. 1-1. You know, one thing you have to do, a guy like Lorenzo, is recalibrate your bat speed. It's easier said than done. But you had Gilbert and Lemieux. Fastball swung on and missed at 99, 1-2. I mean, those guys are throwing 87, 88, maybe 89, and you have Lorenzo throwing 97 and 99. 1-2 to McKinney. Lorenzo deals. Fastball up and away at 99. 2-2. Vimeo Machin waits on deck. Las Vegas, a righty up in the bullpen now. So Kirby Snead might be done after just one inning. Here's the 2-2 to Billy McKinney. Swing and a miss, strike 3. The pitch was not a strike. It was high, letter high, at 98, but that's a tough pitch to lay off. The problem is it's also a tough pitch to hit. Two down, and it's Machin coming up now. On this date in 1922 in baseball history, the Yankees, who are actually the Giants' tenants in the Polo Ground since 1913, began building their new ballpark in the Bronx. Yankee Stadium would be known as the house that Ruth built, opened in April of 1923. Pitches up and away, ball one. The house that Ruth built, named so because it acknowledged the Babe's popularity and tremendous influence. Here's the 1-0 to Machin, who's 0-for-3. He hits a ground ball to second. To his right is Ortiz. He backhands, throws, and gets him. And Lorenzo, despite a very high ERA, works a 1-2-3 eighth inning, which takes us now to the bottom of the eighth inning in Reno. Aces 5, Aviators 1.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
All right, welcome back. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Reno leading 5-1. The team split the first four games, and yesterday, one of those games that absolutely could have gone either way. Aviators were down. They tied it. They were ahead 4-2. They were ahead 4-3 with four outs to go to win it. And unfortunately for them, they were not able to hold the lead. And in the bottom of the 10th inning, a throwing error of all things got the winning run in. Reno won it 5-4. No such drama so far in this game. It is 5-1. We reach the bottom of the eighth, and Las Vegas goes to the bullpen for their fifth pitcher of the day, the Cuban right-hander, Jorge Ruiz. Fastball is inside, ball 1-1-0, 91 miles an hour. So the newcomer, Kirby Snead, does nicely in his Aviators debut. One shutout inning, one hit, two strikeouts. Ground ball to short. Two easy bounces for Drew Jackson. He zeroes in on Garcia and throws out Rivera, who's now 1-for-4, one out. Jorge Ruiz, 5'10", 190. Lives in Spring, Texas now, 28 years old. And Ruiz having a good year. 2-0 in nine games prior to today, a 3-1 ADRA. Here's Chani Ortiz facing Jorge Ruiz. And the pitch is a strike, 0-1. Ortiz a single in three at-bats and a run scored. When the Aviators bat for the last chance in the ninth, and there's yet another pitcher throwing the Reno pen, it'll be the middle three. Garcia, Langeliers, and Kelly with Lopes due up fourth. There's a strike. Two strikes on Chani Ortiz, native of Phoenix. And the fastball's outside, 1-2. So Kirby Snead helping to fortify the bullpen with another good left-hander. There's a ground ball to first. Barehanded by Garcia, who goes to the bag himself. And there are two outs. Ortiz pulled a ground ball down the line. Garcia was there. I'm not sure if the ball took a tricky hop or not. But he reached out with his right hand, and he barehanded that ground ball. Nice play, Ozzy. Two down. Wow. Here's Buddy Kennedy. 2-for-4, two singles and a run batted in. Ruiz breaking ball. Snaps in there for a strike on the inside corner. I don't know. Maybe he was inspired by Drew Jackson, the Vegas shortstop, who barehanded Stone Garrett's ground ball and threw him out in the sixth inning. There's another bounding ball to Jackson. He's got the two-hopper. His throw to first is there in time. And so Ruiz only throws eight pitches to get through the eighth inning. Three ground outs. We head to the ninth. Last chance for Las Vegas. Reno 5, the Aviators 1.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
All right, welcome back. Aviators down to their last three outs as they trail 5-1 into the ninth inning. They've not been able to generate much of anything yet against Reno pitching. And Reno goes to the bullpen again and brings Mitchell Stumpo, S-T-U-M-P-O, number 18, trying to finish up. How big is this crowd? Well, yesterday was the biggest crowd of the year, and today's even bigger. 7,172, a little more than yesterday. Jesus Lorenzo pitched the eighth inning, 3-3 with 2 strikeouts. Gilbert is in line for the win, the starter who went 6 innings. Lemieux went 1, Lorenzo went 1, and now Stumpo. Pit fouled out by Dermis Garcia. Dermis fly to center, fly to right, and struck out all 3 bats against the starter Gilbert. Fastball up and in at 94. 1-1. Stumpo, 6'2", 205. He'll be 26 next month. He's from Raleigh, North Carolina. Pitched at 4 levels last year. They appeal on a slider and a check swing, and they say at first, Ben Sontag says he swung. So it's 1-2. There's a low A Visalia, high A Hillsboro, double A Amarillo, and Reno. Stumpo, young man in the move last year. The 1-2 to Garcia. Slider a little high. That was close. 2-2. Garcia leading off the night. Las Vegas trailing by a score of 5-1. Stumpo, 0-1 in 13 games. A 2.77 ERA. Second appearance in the series. Pitch is high. 3-2. Three out of three in saves, but this is not a save situation entering the game with a 4-run lead with nobody on base. Here's the 3-2 to Garcia. In the dirt, and it kicks all the way to the backstop. Ball 4. Well, Stumpo had a 1-2 count on Garcia, but walks him anyway. And now here's Langoliers. Shea has grounded out twice and struck out. This has been his roughest series of the year. As he bats now in the ninth inning of Game 6, 1-19. Stretching the pitch. Fastball inside and low, ball 1. 94 miles an hour, 1-0. Dalton Kelly waits on deck. The outfield deep and straight air. The wind has shifted. It's blowing in from left now. Stumpo, the righty, stretches and throws. Slider outside, backhanded by Gratterall. It's now 2 balls and no strikes on Shea Langoliers. 266, the updated average. 11 homers and 27 runs batted in. Stumpo ready again, the 2-0. Nearly hit him with that fastball right at the belt buckle, 3-0. So Stumpo doing exactly what the Reno Aces don't want him to do. He comes in with a 4-run lead in the ninth. He walked Garcia. Now he's 3-0 on Langoliers. The catcher, Gratterall, out there to speak to him. Nobody's throwing in the Reno pen yet. Conversation in the mound is over. Gratterall, the 33-year-old veteran catcher. Pat Stumpo on the back, and here we go. Stumpo has walked 8 men in 13 innings. It's a rather high number, but 17 strikeouts. But he's 3-0 on Langoliers. Normally, you green light Langoliers, but down by 4 in the ninth, it's not likely. Yep, he's taking, and it's a strike. Now it's a no pitch because Stumpo's been charged with a balk. So you can take the strike off the board, and they just did. The count remains 3-0 on Langoliers, and it's a balk charged to Mitchell Stumpo. Now the 3-0 to Langoliers on the way. Fastball, a strike at the knees, 3-1. Shea will be swinging away if he likes the pitch. Outfield deep and straight away. Infield overshifted to the left. Strike on the inside corner. Borderline pitch, 3-2. Shea steps in, taps home plate twice with a bat, winds it around with those gray batting gloves. Here's the look, the 3-2 from Stumpo. Fastball, line fair, inside third and down the line, headed for the corner. Garrett chasing it. Garcia scores, and Langoliers has an RBI double, and Reno's lead is now 5-2 in the ninth inning with nobody out, and Dalton Kelly coming up. He rifled that one inches fair inside the chalk. A walk and a balk and a double. And Langoliers, as far as the Aviators are concerned, picked a pretty nice time for his second hit of the series. Wind picking up some more, blowing in. For Langoliers, his seventh double and his 28th RBI. Here's Kelly. Pitch nearly hit him. Ball one. Fastball at his kneecaps at 95. Gratterall had a lunge to his right to backhand that one in the webbing of his mitt. Ball one. Kelly has walked, fouled out, and singled. Langoliers at second. Nobody out. Ninth inning. And Kelly swings and misses at a slider. 1-1. On deck, the would-be tying run in Christian Lopes. 5-2 Reno in the ninth. Here's the 1-1. High drive in a deep right center. Bishop racing back. He's at the track. He looks up at the fence, and it's high off the fence. Fletcher chases the ball. Langoliers is going to score on a long double by Kelly. Now the Aviators are going to win 5-3 with nobody out. If it wasn't for the wind, that ball would easily have been out of here. But uncharacteristically, the wind is blowing in, and blowing in from right center. Kelly still nearly hit it out. It hit the top of the fence. He missed by maybe a foot at the most from that ball going out of here. I'm watching the replay, less than a foot, more like 7 or 8 inches. Here is Christian Lopes. Fastball, fouled away, strike one. Langoliers was holding up like he thought the ball might be caught. When the ball hit the fence, he was a young man in a hurry. So the Aviators trying to scratch back. They were down 5-1 when the inning began. But a walk to Garcia, an RBI double by Langoliers, an RBI double by Kelly, and there's nobody out. Lopes hits a ground ball in the left field for a base hit. Kelly goes to third and stops there as Garrett gets it back in. A left-hander gets up now in the Reno bullpen. And the Aviators are not done yet. Kelly's at third. Lopes, the tying run, is at first, and there's nobody out. The batter is Vince Fernandez. Time called. The Reno pitching coach. That's not the pitching coach coming out of the dugout. I believe that is Velasquez himself. So a lefty throwing in the Reno pen. I believe that's Caleb Barragar. And everybody in the Reno infield is clustered at the mound for the meeting. Gratterall, Beer, Ortiz, Rivera, and Kennedy talking with Stumpo. Again, Stumpo's been lights out, has had a really good year, and he's been especially good against Las Vegas. But the Aviators have put together a walk, a balk, an RBI double by Langoliers, an RBI double by Kelly that was inches from going out of here. And Lopes singled Kelly over to third. Nobody out. Runners at the corners. 5-3 Reno. Fernandez hits a fly ball to shallow left. Moving toward the line is Garrett. The ball falls in. In to score is Kelly. Lopes to second on a fly ball that sliced toward the line. Got up in a jet stream and plopped in there. Garrett couldn't get there. It's an RBI single by Fernandez, knocking in Dalton Kelly. Now it is 5-4 Reno. The Aviators have the would-be tying run at second in Lopes, who is not a burner, but he runs decently. Fernandez, the go-ahead run, is at first. The batter is J.J. Schwarz, but Here comes Gil Velasquez. And Stumpo takes his hat off, hands the ball to Velasquez. We got a pitching change. Don't go wandering off. Just when you think it's over, Crowded House will tell you, don't dream it's over. Three runs in, two men on, nobody out. 5-4 Reno, ninth inning. And it looks like all right, that's Caleb Barragar coming in. We'll step aside and come right back.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it. Las Vegas. It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Welcome back to Reno. Left-hander Caleb Barragar inherits the would-be tying run at second and Lopes and the go-ahead run at first in Fernandez. He's going to face a pinch hitter. Matt Davidson is hitting for J.J. Schwartz, and he takes ball one. Barragar, 6'3", 215, 20 years old from Jenison, Michigan. Las Vegas was down 5-1 when the inning began. They've scored three runs to cut it to 5-4. They've got two on and nobody out. Here's the stretch. Barger, the lefty, looks at the runners. The 1-0. High foul off to the left, and that's going to carry out a play 1-1. The interesting thing about the Vince Fernandez pop fly that fell in where Garrett couldn't get it. The wind, which hurt the ball hit by Kelly, that would have gone out and didn't. It didn't matter because Kelly ended up scoring anyway. But the wind helped the Aviators that time because the wind blew the ball away from Garrett. Lopes at second, Fernandez at first. One ball and one strike on the powerful Matt Davidson trying to hurt his old team now. Barragar stretches and the pitch. Fastball inside under the elbows. He lifted up his hands, 2-1. Davidson for Vegas, 231. Two homers both in this series and six batted in for the year. He's at 313 when you count his Reno numbers with 10 homers and 18 batted in. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Davidson on the way. A chopper fouled outside 30. Went with a slider. 2-2 is the count. Wind really blowing hard now. Barragar 1-0. 12 games. One starter. 3.46 ERA. Interesting note on Barragar. He does not have a save. He has two blown saves. This is a save situation. Here's the 2-2 to Matt Davidson. Barragar throws. It's a breaking ball low, 3-2, and this is a huge pitch now. On deck, leadoff man, Drew Jackson. Davidson steps out, looks around. Barragar threw two innings a couple of nights ago, two shutout innings. Here's the look. The 3-2 to Davidson on the way. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. Davidson apparently looking for the fastball in the 3-2. Got a breaking ball, and he was way out in front. So Barragar makes his pitch when he has to. One out. Ninth inning, 5-4 Reno. The Aces trying to hang on. Here is Drew Jackson. First and second, one gone. Jackson takes inside ball one. When Berger pitched 2 days ago in a game that the Aviators won 6-1, he allowed no runs on two hits. Jackson had one of the hits, a single. Machin had the other one. Lopes at second, Fernandez at first, the 1-0 to Drew Jackson. Breaking ball, strike, and it's 1-1. Berger wearing 35 in relief of Stumpo. Lopes, the would-be tying run at second. Fernandez at first, one out. Here's the 1-1 to Drew Jackson. It's inside 2-1. In this game, Jackson has singled, lined out, doubled, and struck out looking against the high 90s heat of Jesus Lorenzo in the eighth. Now we're in the ninth. 2-1 stretch, and the pitch. Fastball, line foul to the right, back out of play. Came in with a heater at 90. And Jackson hit it the other way, foul. Jackson has more hits than anybody on the team in this series. He's 8 for 23, lifting his average to 264. Lopes off second. Fernandez at first. The outfield straight away. The infield straight up as well. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Ground ball taken at Kennedy. He goes to second for one on the first. Double play and the game is over. How do you like that? I don't know if it's possible to lose two games back-to-back in tougher fashion than the Aviators lost yesterday in 10 innings in a game that they could have won any number of ways. And in this one, a valiant effort at the end falls one short as Jackson tried to pull the ball in the left field, which probably would have tied the game with Lopes running from second. But Buddy Kennedy angled to his left to cut it off, and it went 5-4-3. The double play ends the game, and Reno hangs on by a thread, and they win this one 5-4, and they become the first team to beat the Aviators in a series, in this case, 4-2. I'll be back with the totals after this.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Well, one thing is for sure. Last night and then today, the two biggest crowds of the year, and they had to love what happened. In 10 innings, they beat the Aviators yesterday 5-4, and they hang on by a thread. Then fighting off a furious last-minute ninth-inning Las Vegas rally, and they win it by a score of 5-4. So with the win, Reno is now 22-20, and they win with 5 runs on 10 hits and no errors, leaving 8 men on base for Las Vegas in this one. They're now 22-20 also, in a second-place tie now with Reno, 1 game back of Salt Lake.
for the Aviators. Four runs, nine hits, and one error. Las Vegas left six men on base in this particular game. Winning pitcher, starter Tyler Gilbert is now 2-1. Barriger capped it for his first save of the year. The loser, Parker Dunshee, 1-4, 7,172. Biggest crowd of the year here, even bigger than yesterday. Win the game, and watch this one, and they watch the Aces capture this one. They have not listed a time of game, not even on the box score. So we'll figure it out, and as soon as we get that, we'll pass that along to you. On the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll do a recap, and we'll also run down the scores in the Major Leagues and the Pacific Coast League coming up after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
I can't say enough about the Purple Sleep System. You've never slept on anything like Purple because there's never been anything like Purple. It starts with the Purple Gel Flex Grid, a layer of flexible gel that's firm enough to support your body but soft enough to reduce tension and pressure. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and at our huge Memorial Day sale, save up to $800 on the amazing Purple Sleep System. And we've got a wide variety of great financing options to choose from. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
All right, welcome back, and welcome to the House of Go-Go post-game show from Greater Nevada Field. Gorgeous day, 72 degrees. And the two teams battled and battled, and Reno prevailed by a score of 5-4. By the way, we have the time of game, 2 hours, 26 minutes today. The Aces look like they're going to run away early. A three-run home run off starter Parker Dunshee in the first by Seth Beer, who also homered yesterday. And then the Aces got a sacrifice fly from Beer in the second. And so you could say the Aviators had enough beer in the first two innings because he drove in all four runs. Then Reno led 4-0 after two. Las Vegas got one run in the fifth off starter Tyler Gilbert when Christian Lopes doubled and scored later in the inning on a J.J. Schwartz sacrifice fly. So at the end of five, Reno led 4-1. The run that ended up making the difference in the game for Reno was an unearned run in the sixth with Ryan Castellani pitching. Rivera singled, stole second, and then continued to third when J.J. Schwartz's throw rolled into center field. Chandy Ortiz flat out to shallow left with Rivera holding at third, but then Buddy Kennedy singled to left, knocking in Rivera. That made it 5-1, and that would ultimately prove to be the margin of victory. The Aviators were very quiet on offense in the first eight innings, just one run into the ninth, and when Mitchell Stumpo took the mound, it looked like the game might end rather quickly, but the Aviators showed some serious fight at the end. Garcia walked and was balked to second by Stumpo. And then Shea Langeliers doubled in Garcia to make it 5-2. Then Dalton Kelly hit one off of the top of the fence in right center for a double, knocking in Langeliers, making it 5-3. Christian Lopes grounded a single to left, moving Kelly to third. And Vince Fernandez parachuted a single in the shallow left toward the line, knocking in Kelly, and it was 5-4. And the Aviators had Lopes the tying run at second. Fernandez the go-ahead at first, run at first with nobody out. But then they brought in lefty Caleb Barriger.
Matt Davidson, a dangerous slugger, came up to pinch hit for J.J. Schwartz. The count went full, and then give Caleb Berger credit. He made his pitch. He didn't want to give in to Davidson. He threw a 3-2 breaking ball and got him to swing and miss, and he struck out. Then Drew Jackson came up with Billy McKinney on deck, and Jackson grounded to a game-ending and series-ending 5-4-3 double play, and that's how it ended. So an exciting win for Reno, for Las Vegas. It took seven series for them to lose one, but they lose one here in Reno, and it's on to Tacoma for the series beginning Tuesday. I'll be back with some scores next after this.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
All right, the two teams split the first four games, and then Reno wins back-to-back one-run games by the identical score 5-4 to win 4-2, and the Aviators will look to bounce back in Tacoma. We'll check now as they'll have the kids running the bases here, as they do in a lot of ballparks, certainly in the minor league level. In the Pacific Coast League, Hash House A Go-Go scoreboard looks like this. Sacramento won their game earlier at home. They beat the Tacoma Rainiers by a score of 6-1. Salt Lake beat Albuquerque 8-1. So Salt Lake's in first place in the Pacific West and Pacific Coast League West. They are in first, one game up on both Reno and the Aviators. Reno and the Aviators are in second place, tied one game back of Salt Lake going into tomorrow's day off. Oklahoma City Dodgers won at Sugarland by a score of 7-2 in that game, and Round Rock with a home win over the visiting El Paso team. That was a 9-4 victory for Round Rock at home. Round Rock off to a very, very good start in 2022. The Aviators have not played them yet, but they certainly are on the schedule. Meanwhile, as far as the major leagues are concerned, they're in the 10th inning in Baltimore. Tampa and the Orioles tied at 6. 8th inning, San Diego 10, the Giants 1. 8th inning in Anaheim, the Angels lead Oakland 4-1. And the Yankees and White Sox playing a doubleheader in New York. White Sox won the first game 3-1, and the second game has not started yet. The Cardinals with an 18-4 win in Pittsburgh. Red Sox with a 10-inning home victory at Fenway over Seattle 8-4. In 10, the Phillies edged the Dodgers 4-3. Reds beat Toronto 3-2. Detroit topped Cleveland 4-2. It was the Marlins 4, the Braves 3. Houston beat the Texas Rangers 5-2. Minnesota got by Kansas City 7-6. Washington knocked off Milwaukee 8-2. The Cubs got by the Diamondbacks 5-4. And the Mets shut out the Rockies by a score of 2-0. I'll be back with a final word from Greater Nevada Field next, right after this.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah.
I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
I can't say enough about the Purple Sleep System. You've never slept on anything like Purple because there's never been anything like Purple. It starts with the Purple Gel Flex Grid, a layer of flexible gel that's firm enough to support your body, but soft enough to reduce tension and pressure. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and at our huge Memorial Day sale, save up to $800 on the amazing Purple Sleep System. And we've got a wide variety of great financing options to choose from. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Final segment of the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show from Reno. Well, the Aviators will have a night off here in Reno tonight. And then tomorrow, they'll be on a morning flight to the Seattle-Tacoma area to SeaTac Airport. They'll have a day off tomorrow, other than the travel. And then they'll begin a six-game series in Tacoma at Cheney Stadium starting on Tuesday. And the Aviators, that opener on Tuesday is actually a morning affair. 11:35 a.m. first pitch on Tuesday, 11:20 for the pregame show on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. The rest of the games in that series are night games, although the times vary, but they're all night games. Colin Wiles, winning three, losing three. He'll get the start against Tacoma in the opener, that Tuesday morning start, the first of six against the Seattle Mariners AAA team, the Tacoma Rainiers. And the Aviators hope to get healthy against the team that so far through 41 games does have the worst record in the PCL, though they did play the Aviators tough at Las Vegas Ballpark when they visited recently. My thanks to Bobby Machado, the one and only, for his great work producing this game back in the Lotus Studios. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in today. Until Tuesday from Tacoma, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine afternoon from Greater Nevada Field near downtown Reno, where today Reno held on to beat the Aviators 5-4. So long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
What kind of first half offense can the Mavericks generate that's going to be enough? So here's the real question, right? Golden State struggles to score in the first half. Dallas really needs to, they need to win the first half, and I think they know that. So I really don't think Dallas money line, first half money line or Dallas points first half is really a bad bet here because they know they need that. The question is, and this we've known Golden State is a great second half offense, a much better second half overall team this entire season, and it's really showed in the postseason. The question is for Dallas, who's going to show up in the second half other than Luka Doncic that's going to help Dallas stay with Golden State as they start to find their offense? Because that's really where Golden State's done. They were down 19 before the first half was over in game two, and they come back and cover the original numbers. So it's all about Dallas finding some other offensive weapons. Where's Dorian Finney-Smith? We need Jalen Brunson to step up in this second half. There are guys on this roster, Davis Bertans as well. I mean, who is... I hate to even be calling his name at this point in the NBA season, but he's somewhere, if he can come off the bench, drop a couple threes early in the second half, you have to divert a little bit more attention to the perimeter if you're the Golden State defense. That opens up the offense so much. That's what this Dallas team needs. I think the safe way to play this one, personally, I like the Warriors to win the game. I think we see a very similar outcome to what we saw in game two. Maybe not a 19-point deficit overcome by the Warriors, but I think they're down in the first half, ultimately win this game. So I like the plus 135 price, but I think Dallas wins the first half, and I think they cover the first half spread as well. I think that's just what we've seen. I can't trust this Dallas Mavericks team to get that second half offense, but I know that's what they need, but I'm not going to bank on that coming out.
All right, we come back. The financial impact of Mito Pereira's tee shot on 18. We'll do that next right here on Sports Grid, in-game live, prime time, right here on Sports Grid.
There's been a rumor going around my school lately about a new draft. So I decided to check out the facts. Turns out, there is no draft. And if there ever was going to be one, we'd have plenty of notice. But you know what else I found out? Young men like me still need to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register when there's no draft? Well, first off, it's the law. Guys have had to register for almost 60 years. Second, if you're a guy living in the U.S. and you don't register, you get shut out of important opportunities like college loans, job training, good jobs, and even a driver's license in most states. But I guess for me, I registered because it's the right thing to do. Things are crazy in this world right now. And if the country ever does decide it needs me, I'm going to do my part.
Guys, register with Selective Service when you turn 18. Go to sss.gov or your local post office.
My grades were bad. I would, like, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of. It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This is the Sports Map Radio Network.
Game Live, prime time here on Sports Grid. Sports Grid TV, Sirius XM, Channel 159, affiliates across America. I'm Mark Zeno, joined by Patrick Foster, with you guys till 10 p.m. Eastern as we get set for a playoff in the PGA Championship between Justin Thomas and Will Zalatoris. They are on the 13th tee box right now. Thomas leading off here as he is getting set to tee off, and it'll be an aggregate score of these three holes. And Thomas hits one center cut right down the middle of the fairway. I spoke a little too soon. It tails a little bit right at the end there as he has a hard dog leg to cut here. Not in terrible position, but he has a shot to get over the middle of that. It's where that split fairway, if you guys remember 13, it's a split fairway with the trees and the bunker right in the middle. And so he has a chance to get over, but we'll see what Zalatoris does. Going to be an exciting three holes, man. I mean, as much as I kind of like the sudden death atmosphere, Patrick, are you a fan of this format here with the three-hole aggregate score?
Yeah, and again, as a relatively novice golf bettor, this is like a newer format for me. I wasn't aware that this was how they would do it in the PGA Championship, but I like it. As someone that has also gotten into playing golf, I can tell you that, what you're able to do one hole is not what you will not be able to replicate for the next. And you might, really mess up the bed on one hole, and then the next hole you're able to clean it up. So it's like basketball in the sense that you don't decide the winner of a series off of one game like you would football. It's a series because, things happen in one game that wouldn't happen in the next. Same with golf. Things happen on one hole that wouldn't happen on the next. So I actually like that more than a shootout. I think it, especially for the PGA Championship, it's not just one single major event. We're talking about the PGA Championship. So I think it's only right that you have the two guys in Zalatoris and Thomas playing multiple holes rather than just one shootout. What about you? You're kind of rolling your eyes there. I can't tell if you agree or disagree.
I was just going to say, if they're real men, they would just go to a mini golf course and play through the window and see.
The Las Vegas Aviators are back as they try to win the Pacific Coast League title. Catch all their games on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child